Hello, I'm an agonizer. It hurts.
Hello and welcome to episode 32 of Crippled System. My name is Nathan, Radio Fan on the forums for now. I keep trying to get it changed and nobody will listen to me.
What are you going to change it to?
I don't know. We were going to do a special code thing and then that still hasn't happened. But then I thought of another thing that I think is hilarious, but Andy says it's dumb. I wanted to change my handle to Reinhold.
Okay.
Like the gobber?
Yeah.
Because then I'd be Judge Reinhold.
Like that is
the actor.
True. No.
And it's great because it's a pun and it's War Machine related. And I could have the picture of Judge Reinhold from Clerks the Animated Series as my avatar.
Or you could just be Radio Fan.
Or I could just be Radio Fan.
Who you are.
Why don't you like Radio Fan anymore?
I love Radio Fan. But somebody told me that when I became a judge, I should change my handle to Dread so I could be Judge Dread and see what we're looking to do with that. Also, if I change my handle on the actual forums, then I can maybe have like a split personality and I can be a horrible person elsewhere and be really professional on the forums.
What do you mean elsewhere?
Well, I would stop being horrible on the main forums.
I don't know that you can do that, though.
I can't. I keep – every once in a while I read a post by Rancor and I have to strangle a puppy.
I'm Andy. I play Trollbots.
I'm Katie. I play Circle.
What's your forum name, Katie? Because somebody asked about this on one of our video podcasts.
Bad Horse.
Yay. As opposed to, you know, Bad Whores.
Well, here's the thing. Why would you advertise if you're a bad whore? Be like, my name's Katie, I'm a bad whore. Like, you'd want to say that you were an awesome whore.
Well, maybe you're like not, you're a prostitute who is 80s themed, and you're like, you're bad. Because like, in the 80s, that meant good.
Or someone that's their fetish is bad.
Maybe.
Wicked bad.
You like incompetent prostitutes. I, that's what gets me off.
I was going to say, is maybe you're a pimp and you have bad whores?
That's why they don't pay me?
No, that's why you hit them. You have to hit them because they don't give you your money right away.
Exactly.
I like that you're bad horse and you have the picture of bad horse as your avatar. And somebody in the muse forums is like, oh, wait, like bad horse, is that like... Like in Dr. Horrible? It's like, no, it's some other bad horse at a table with evil Thomas Jefferson.
Well, what would have been great is if somebody had just been, no, her name is the Thoroughbred of Evil.
Well, the best thing is I had to respond with like a screen name that I made up when I was in high school because I didn't know how to change it on YouTube.
I could have showed you that, but yeah.
Well, I've been using Iridia Fan since I was like 12.
Right, exactly.
It was like Katie 420 or something.
No, it was like Amethyst something.
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
Pretty ridiculous. Anyway, I'm Jeremy, Valiant 418 on the forums, and I play Rhett and Legion.
And I'm Brian, and I play the Crix and some Scorn.
And at some point, this mammoth that's sitting
on the
table in
front
of us.
He's shaking.
Dancing.
That's probably less enjoyable for our listeners who can't see him dance.
Yeah.
Well, I'll hold it up to the mic.
Close your eyes, listeners, and listen to the dance. It's pretty amazing.
I also have an ogre in front of me, which if you're a Steve Jackson fan from the 1980s, you'll be envisioning something different than everyone else on the planet. So you're welcome for that reference.
Yeah, I would not have pictured that had it been.
I decided to start painting my ogre minis from the 2000 special edition because Andy is gesticulating and it's confusing everything. I decided to start painting my ogre minis because Jesus Christ. The designer edition is coming out in October.
Ah.
And I want to have my. I want to use them.
So you came over for a painting day and then didn't paint anything War Machine related?
No. Yeah, I painted all my.
it was a painting day.
I painted my Combine heavy tanks and missile tanks.
Jeremy almost played War Machine today.
I did almost play War Machine today. I got some terrain from Ryan. I'll have to actually put like a quick little video podcast up of just the terrain you did because it's actually pretty good.
I have a polis.
Oh, okay.
A polis I'm going to polis. How about that? How's that one for some
That's
words?
That's what they're for.
There's some word usage there.
That was different.
On Muse and the terrain.
Okay, article. Well, then I won't bother to do that myself then. But yeah, so I got some terrain from Ryan and I have a table set up in my basement now. I was going to play a game of War Machine with Katie, but then she decided that sleeping all afternoon was more fun, so she did that.
It was like an hour.
It was more than an hour.
It was like an hour.
Like quotations.
Well, yeah, so you know, plus or minus 2 hours. But yeah, so I don't know, maybe tomorrow night or something, but I'm very excited. I have the ability to play War Machine with good terrain in my own home, which
so
is
So if anybody
fun.
Wants to show up at Jeremy's house in the middle of the night, he's set for War
Apparently
Machine.
Apparently you can show
now.
Up at 2 a.m., much like you can show up to Nathan's at 2 a.m.
I love that like there's an evil plan for some people to show up at my house at 2 in the morning and call my bluff about playing Fortress America. It is not a bluff. I will play that goddamn game.
As soon as you give us our key code, plan is in action.
Katie just wants to walk into your house. Because in the neighborhood he lives in, somebody walking into his house in the middle of the night isn't scary.
Hey, nobody's going to say nothing.
Yeah, maybe that is true. Wait, you think anyone in my neighborhood would call the cops if you just walked into my house?
Not a chance in hell.
No, knocking, they come beat me up. Why are you knocking?
You guys told him the plan?
I didn't tell him shit.
He doesn't know the plan.
What plan?
I don't know what you're talking about. Ha! Now I know it's a plan because you tipped your hand. I was bluffing.
Yeah. We'll see if you're bluffing at 2 a.m.
That's fine. You either three of the four of you come and play Fortune America, or all of you come and bring somebody else and we'll play Dune.
Dune can't be played with less than seven?
There are six of us if you brought one other person, because that's how math works.
Certain games you want to play at six. You want six for Dune.
Yeah, you might.
Like, you want seven for Junta, six for Dune, six for Rex, which is just...
I only played Rex the one time. Like, I guess we did play six.
So. Yeah, I mean, there's certain games that have to be played at max player because they don't scale down. You don't play the Game of Thrones game with, three or four people.
That would be really weird, yeah.
It is awful. Yeah. Certain games you have to do that.
Fair enough. So, yeah.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, we have kind of a video that we're working on to kind of like an experimental how to play-ish type thing that we're going to put out soon.
A lot in this podcast,
is very accurate for what we do.
Yeah.
We do ish things.
I am going to warn that this one is a trial run, and I'm going to look like a confused middle schooler doing a presentation for speech class. It's really awkward. It's really bad. But it's proof of concept, and so just be warned when the video goes up that I'm not at my best.
I watched the video. It's not so bad. But the one shot, though, where you go, that's all the content.
Yeah, you're supposed to cut that out.
Nope, that's staying in. It's awesome. That's the best part.
It's like, it makes us look unprofessional. Keep it in.
No. No. then we shouldn't film anything if we want things to look
fairly
professional.
Valid.
That is a valid counterpoint.
Well, when it comes to board game videos, when you're doing how, you want to make sure it's, as long as it's accurate, because if we pull nothing... I mean, you can make a funny joke or whatever, but when you post videos on Board Game Geek and you say how to play and you're wrong, they come to your house and they set you on fire.
Yeah.
It's a very serious business.
For Game of Thrones, that you have to remember is Nathan is using you.
Yes. No, this was Battle of Westeros. This wasn't the Game of Thrones.
This was a two-player battle. Starks have momentum.
Yes, they fucking do.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We played through the whole campaign, Brian, and I won twice, maybe?
We did it to the very last. You won a couple of games.
But this was kind of hurting because Andy had never played Battle of Westeros ever, knew nothing about it.
Oh, geez.
And so I recorded. He was doing cameraman, and I recorded my solo, here's how this works and here's the mechanics. And then he and I sat down and played a turn,
mm-hmm.
and he knew how to play. He picked it up. Well, so obviously it's relatively informative, so it can come in handy.
Cool.
And
I pretty much got most of my instructions on camera. I didn't really learn anything off camera, so it's nice. Pretty much what you told.
I do have every expansion thing. I still want like a whole Saturday where we just play.
You and I kind of ran out of steam when we finished the campaign, and we never jumped into the off campaign stuff, which seems really cool.
Yeah,
it seemed pretty cool. I'll probably end up playing it again if you guys will ever have me come by and play it.
Yeah. I mean, I got $300 of that game just sitting on my shelf. And I bought containers for all the things, so it's all organized and sorted, just special.
I saved mine.
That's true, you did.
I spent many hours gluing all those models into their bases.
Oh, yeah.
And then many more hours sleeving all of the cards.
Yeah, but my game is sleeved as well.
Yeah. So fun.
That's the best part of board gaming is sleeving hundreds and hundreds of cards. Yeah. I have Starfleet Fleet Captains, which you, me, and Jeremy have to play.
Yeah, we play three players sometimes.
And I have literally 600 cards that I have not sleeved for yet. I just stared at it. I'm like, yeah, I'll sleeve it later.
Yeah, I decided to sleeve all of my... I was sick of having the Lord of the Rings living card game in a binder, so I decided to sleeve all of them so I could have them ready to go in a moment. And I have never wanted to kill myself for a longer period of time in my life.
Right.
It took me a month because each day I'd sleeve a million of them and go, I'm done. And then the next day I'd sleeve a million more and just hate myself. I bought out three local game stores out of penny sleeves for that fucking thing.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to do that. I sleeve the deck I'm playing because, oh my gosh, there's so many cards for that.
And I printed, cut out, laminated, and then cut out again dividers so that all of the sections are divided, and that took so fucking long. It was just disastrous.
It's like when you can watch Lord of the Rings trilogy five times and you still haven't cut off sleeving the cards.
Yeah, I bought some used from a local guy, and the biggest problem was taking his collection, which he sold me in a notebook in a sort order that made perfect sense to him, I'm sure, but in my mind made none of the sense.
Right.
And resorting something like eight expansions plus two copies of the base set into my already sorted collection. I wanted to kill myself. It took like just that, just in a binder, took like an entire weekend and another 2 days during the week.
Yeah.
It I don't remember you doing this at all.
You were probably sleeping.
you took
a nap.
You were outside trying to find your dog that's running loose.
Yeah.
Because we've heard you.
Yeah, the city called. They want me to let you know to not leave your dog loose.
He's not running loose all the time.
Not all the time.
I can see him outside right now, our window. He's just wandering around the neighborhood.
Well, the great thing was the complaint was that he was off leash in a public area. And then they had her name somehow, so you'd think they looked at his tag, except he has three tags on his collar, and one of them is his rabies tag. And the city report said he doesn't have a rabies tag, you need to give us the number.
I think that they probably looked up the address.
Yeah, they must have just seen him in our yard and looked up the address. But then the form paperwork says, right on it, it's only a problem if he's off leash, if he's off your property. So if they looked up our address, because that's where he was, then he's not in violation? Question mark? I'm confused.
They just want your money.
You just had some.
It's not even a fine.
It's just a
hey, by the way, we don't like you. Like literally, no money, no fine.
He probably just walked over into a neighbor's yard and ate their dog's poop.
Probably he would do that. He loves.
He didn't poop in somebody else's yard. He just ate somebody else's poop.
Yard.
Yeah, because that's.
I've never seen a dog that loves poop.
That is
so
a drawback.
Much.
He got into the poop on Friday at daycare, and he didn't eat his dinner. So that's a cost savings right there.
Gosh, he got into the poop. There is just a.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
And if you find the people who run your daycare print all their stuff at my work, and every time they come in, I'm like, hey, how's it going? They're like, oh, man, Malcolm sure does love the poop. Like, that's one of the conversations we have is talk about how much your dog likes to eat feces.
He does love the poop. I don't even, like, and I've asked them, like, they train dogs for a living there. I've asked them, how do you break a dog of this? Like, we don't know. We've never seen a dog this into poo.
Well, really sure likes it. He takes cues from home, Jeremy. He's watching you too much.
He learned it from watching
you.
He
learned it from me. Great. Great.
Maybe if you stopped, he wouldn't.
I hate you all.
No, the one time I can think of that he did get off leash is I didn't close the gate properly, and I went to go. So I have a habit of not getting dressed when I feed the cat, who's
on our
cat
front porch.
Dish is on the front porch. Cause you can just
and by not
getting
dressed, she means she's in her underwear.
So, that would be kind of the definition
of not dressed.
Yeah, but I'm not talking like pajamas.
Did you get a warning from?
Well, she's
from
also
the city
not talking nude,
asking Katie to not be on.
Well,
you probably should have.
So because all you have to do is stretch your arm out there and dump the food in, and then I wear contacts and I didn't have them in, and I see this brown blob across the street barking at a neighbor walking his dog at like 7 a.m, and so I have to come out of my house to yell at him and to get him back and. Run around the neighborhood in my underwear.
Yeah.
That's probably that time. How long ago was that?
It was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, but as I said before, that's probably how long it took the city to process that.
Yeah.
Or it might have been the time that Jeremy was running around the neighborhood in your underwear.
It could have been that time, too.
That is less attractive for everyone involved.
Covered in poo, so you looked like a dog.
Well, the best part is the guy was like, your dog's out. Your dog's barking at my dog. And I was like, yes, I can see that. Thank you. Information.
Also, that's what dogs do.
Yeah.
Like
News 11, dog barks at other dog.
If he's eating your dog, that's one thing. If he's barking, and what's your point?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I'd like to take the time to point out, though, that he did pass his good citizen class. So, he's a good citizen, technically.
Obviously, he's like a roving drunk, though. He's getting warnings from the city.
Right?
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on from the poop-eating dog.
Enough about the poop-eating dog.
We have a tournament on August 3rd.
We do.
That is a good announcement. Good lead-up.
You could bring a poop-eating dog to the tournament.
Segways for suckers.
Yep. We actually might have people from Minnesota coming down and up from Springfield, Illinois.
Well, definitely from Springfield, right?
Springfield for sure. Minnesota, I've talked to two people. And they might. It depends on what's going on. I mean, it's still a six-hour drive, so things can get in the way. We might have some good out-of-town.
Yeah. I'm super excited to see Alex and JR. Like, I haven't seen them... Probably since the last Mayhem Cup, the one in Iowa?
Yeah, it's been a while since we saw
the one
guys.
In the warehouse?
Yeah, the one in the warehouse, that one.
So that'll be fun. I mean, nice 50-point tournament.
Are we going to have enough room? Do we have all the pegs that day, right?
We have all the Pegasus, yeah. And we have I think, 24, 23 death clocks, so we should be fine. Oh, no, we have 13 or 14 death clocks, but that's done up for like 20.
26 or 28.
Is that counting like mine and Jordan's
yes.
and stuff?
Yeah, it's counting. Okay. Well, Jordan, I know Jordan had one, but.
Yeah, Jordan has the same one.
Rick, that's assuming Nate and Andy brings his 10 and Rick brings his 2, and then you bring yours.
Yep. Well, I'll definitely have mine there.
Wait, what?
No. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, so
that'll be
cool.
Fun. A death clock. I haven't been to a death clock event. Like, just full on Death Fuck for a while.
Alex and Jay are going to be in town, like, Friday night by, like, 7-ish maybe, so mm-hmm. hang out with them. They're going to be crashing here for the...
Yeah, we might record something then.
Yeah. It'd be fun something, to see those guys.
Something small or with a couple guys.
Play a game or something, too.
Yeah, it's always nice in theory cool. to say to host after the event, too, but you never know how long it's going to go.
And yeah. People, well, they have to get back.
Yeah, so, I mean... It'd be nice with some other out-of-towners, but it's just
well,
so...
Are they crashing here Friday night, but not Saturday, or...
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because if they stay Saturday, then they don't have to get back.
Right, again. Right. No, but well, no one's established details. Have you met our group?
Yeah. Well, they know... I talked to them about some Friday... They know... They definitely are planning on doing some Friday night stuff here, but I don't know what's Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, we could possibly get them to record a battle report.
That would work on Friday.
Yeah. Well, if they're staying on Saturday... Then they could record the commentary on Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't serious.
You were shenanigans.
We'll see. But either way, very exciting. Death Clock event, 50 points.
And then I think there's no other local events until Gen Con, which we're going really? To now, but we're not actually playing. Well, I mean, it's a third, so that's, I try to get my event in at the beginning of the month just to give it time to go. And then there's some audit. There's a bunch of Auditon events, like August 10th, but I'm probably not going to any of them.
Mm.
Just going to chill out before a pre-Gen Con.
I have a prior commitment that weekend, so I wouldn't be going anyway.
Where's August 10th? Is it Milwaukee again?
No, I think it's like Minnesota.
I think there's a Minnesota
and a Chicago event.
Screw them having a podcast again. I'm not going up there.
I do want to actually go up to... I talked to the guys. We're going to go up to Chicago. We're going up to Minnesota probably September-ish for a weekend, some of us. Whoever wants to go. Hang out.
When is this now?
September. We're going to have like a big day of gaming, whether it's board games
that could
or
be fun.
War Machine. Because some of the Minnesota guys don't play War Machine anymore because they're lazy and handicapped. Beanish. Right.
Beanish mostly.
So
he's both of those things.
I guess the Iowans and...
Beanish would start a werewolf podcast.
He would
be down for that.
I'm a villager. Oh, I shouldn't
have you ever met Beanish, Katie?
I have not.
Have you met his penis?
Yeah.
You're more likely to meet his penis than you are to meet him.
Is he the one that texts it to people?
Yes.
I've heard about
he's
him.
Also the one that the first out of town event I went to was a Mayhem Cup where Beanish got so hammered drunk that he peed in the corner of either his or his friend's hotel
his.
Room.
It was both. They were sharing.
They were sharing and he just peed in the corner of the
bed,
hotel room.
The other guy was sleeping on the floor and woke up. To find that he was basically in a urinal.
That's classy right there.
Let's stay classy, San Diego. Yeah, that was my introduction to Beanish, was like the next day when he showed up like at noon for a 10 o'clock event.
He looked rough.
He was wrecked.
He did not look happy to be awake.
Well, I'm sure somebody chewed him out, too, as soon as he woke up.
I don't know if they did, because they were probably gone long before he was coherent.
Oh, if somebody peed around me, I would make sure that they were up bright and early the next day.
Note to self.
Don't pee. Well, I mean, that's, if you ever need to get up early for an event and you're like, shit, I might sleep through my alarm clock, just go piss next to Katie really quick.
And you're all
and
set.
Then you're sure you'll get woken up early. That's just like requesting a wake-up call.
Yeah, exactly.
Just pee with Katie, 5 a.m., please. Thank you. I'm going to stumble back into bed.
Can you imagine doing that so many times that you end up picking it up as a habit, so you like walk to the front desk, and you just pee on the floor, like, get me up. Go back to bed.
Well, the funny thing is we're going to be on someone's floor at Gen Con.
We
so
are.
Maybe they'll be using that method to get up. So.
Oh, God.
Katie's rethinking her Gen Con trip right now. She's reevaluating.
Oh, Katie, so much urine. Get ready.
I'm super excited for Gen Con. That'll be fun.
Yeah, why you guys want to pee at Gen Con? What the heck?
Why do we what?
Want to pee at Gen Con.
Why would I want to pee at Gen Con?
I'm sure it'll come up.
We literally just discussed this.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I kind of pee every day. It's just a thing I do.
It is a habit that I
pee at least once every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes twice if I'm feeling ambitious.
Sometimes really frisky three times.
So awesome, classy podcast we got here. Went straight from poop eating to peeing next
on
to other people.
Yep.
Not on other people.
In
come
their vicinity.
On.
In their
vicinity.
That's disgusting. There's, we have lines.
Yeah. We're not going to go to Waterworks. What the hell?
So I reinstalled my war room today and I lost all my lists. That was hilarious.
Oh, you faced that bug too?
Yeah. It wasn't a bug. Well, I reinstalled. I guess I'm not sure. All I know is I reinstalled and all my lists were gone and I laughed. I'm like, I didn't need any of those lists.
There's a bug that basically, I think it prevents people from saving any list. As soon as it bugs out, you lose all of your lists. You can see them, but you can't access them. And they all have zeros. Right?
Yeah,
you know,
mine is gone.
I keep waiting for these things to be resolved so I can buy War Room, because I really want to buy War Room. And every time I'm like right on the cusp of purchasing it, some crap like this happens.
They
I'm like, nope, need to wait another month.
There's a new rumor is a new expansion, or the new thing, like, in the next month is going to include verification for Theme Forces.
I had heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Pretty exciting.
Which is one step closer to then full force theme verification.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. That's what that thing needs.
Well, come on. It's got to be difficult to program. Otherwise, one guy could have had all of this up and running years ago.
Oh, wait. I get the joke. It's funny because
I used to program my armies by Armies of Imran. So if anybody remembers that.
I bet people really. I bet Wiccan will be happy when they actually get War Room, because I know I see people on forums all the time saying, "Wiccan, can you just send me your files for War Room or for his program, iBodger?" I'm sure he doesn't because he doesn't want to get into trouble.
Yeah,
he sends it to one person. That person's going to give it to everybody.
Yeah,
yes.
So he, but I know he gets bugged like on a daily basis. People are just like begging him for his.
Oh yeah,
I begged him. I sent an email saying, "Please, can you send me one?" This is Andy, Major Tusk.
Yeah, and he's like,
please send me a copy. I promise I won't give it out to anyone else other than our podcast.
I really won't give it to many people.
I would only give it to the members of the podcast.
It is sad. The reason I haven't bought it is pretty much just because it's sad to me that, like you said, one guy managed to program a tool that was not just as good as what exists, but like light years better than what a team of programmers managed to put together for War Room.
I do like going into War Room because whenever I want to know what a Theme Force does, I can just look up. I love the card library feature of War Room a lot.
You know what Dan in our local group did? He just has scans of all the books on his iPad, and you could have that and iBodger, and you'd have an infinitely better tool.
There's no reason not to just staple iBodger onto.
Yeah,
the card library.
Exactly.
I think what their original idea for War Room was a lookup. It's supposed to be where you can look up your rules. It wasn't really built for a list validation.
If they had it given a cease and desist to iBodger.
That's exactly it. Like, if it was supposed to be a different thing, why did Wiccan have to stop?
Exactly.
And if it was supposed to be the same thing, why is it so much worse than his was?
Yeah.
I don't think it was meant to be the same thing, but I think they're finally getting then he should still be able to put out his thing because it doesn't
really
have.
They could have made just a card library for damage marking and everything.
Yep.
And then he could have had the list building feature and they could have each done their own thing and the world would have been beautiful.
So as sad as the statement is, when iBodger went down before War Room worked, I didn't have anything to have lists because I didn't want to put. iBodger game got more and more outdated by every book. So there was a time where I didn't really have a list building tool, and I played so much less because I had to like write lists down.
Yep.
And for fuck's sake, I'm not going to do that kind of bullshit. What year is this? 2005? Fuck that idea.
Like they would have just bought him out and said, because how much money have they spent programming this thing? They probably could have just bought him out.
The world has been very curious why Wiccan didn't just get a check.
Yeah.
And iBodger live on with the private price name on it.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Yeah.
It's a mist.
Also, side note, tangential to this, fuck whatever company it is that likes. These things are army builders. I use them to build my army. I'm going to call them an army builder. And fuck you, whoever that company is that says you can't call that. Yeah. No, but they're like army builders are programmed by like
Wolf
Jerky Asshat .co. Incorporated, whoever the fuck they are, they're a bunch of shit heels. Like I shouldn't have to not be able to see Army Builder
Forward
on the
Commander.
Forums. It wasn't them.
No, but Forward Commander is called Forward Commander now instead of like
it's so dumb. It can be a generic term. It builds an army. It's an army builder. It's so stupid that some asshole. I own the name for Army Builder.
Hey. I would just tell them that it's not defendable in court because it's too common of a term.
Yeah, except you can't use the term army builder on the Privateer Press forums.
Yeah.
They don't allow it because they got a cease and desist.
Yeah. I got a laser, and I cut foam. And I cut foam trays with this laser.
Yeah.
And then no one else can do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
My guess is if you just ignore the cease and desist, then they're not going to go after him. They're not going to sue him.
There are people that just live to litigate big companies.
All I'm saying is that if you go on the main forums and you type the words army builder, it will get edited out of your post.
Yeah,
it's
stupid.
What if you put two spaces in it?
I don't think that works.
Maybe if you start calling it Amy Builder.
I don't get along the lines. How come on YouTube you can put up copyrighted shit as long as it's mirror imaged? Like, why is that a loophole?
I don't know.
Because I see that all the time. Like, anytime you see like TV shows on YouTube, they're all mirror imaged.
They did a there's a copyright thing. In fact, I just saw it because it was Glove and Boots.
Yeah,
the cool awesome puppets. Yeah. They just actually did like a big giant video about copyright and what to do and what not to do, how to report things. It's just for channels.
Weird that mirror imaging The Simpsons makes it legal to broadcast The Simpsons.
Yep.
Like, I don't think that's exactly legal, according to the YouTube's copyright.
Well, that's it's common enough that it's done it all the time, enough, and those videos stay up.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Weird. It is weird.
Agreed.
It also depends on the broadcaster, too, if they even care about it being on there or not.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of YouTube, we actually have, what, 5 battle reports up now?
Yeah.
Yep, we have 5.
6 ones going up next week?
Yeah, we're
out of control. Wait,
did I?
We're commentating number 6 on Monday.
Yes. What? Oh, geez, I forgot. I almost lost all track of that. Yeah.
It's
The newbie and...
newbie and Mouth John, and I'll be the color commentator.
Oh, yeah, the one that you're going to be so drunk.
Well, no, I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are.
I am not doing that. Okay,
yes,
so my idea was, and I thought this was a glorious idea, was anyone who spoils anything on the video takes a shot.
No.
They decided, and they think this is not happening because I would get alcohol poisoning and die.
Oh.
Is that anytime anyone spoils something, I take a shot.
We make sure that, okay, we'll have 2 shot glasses in front of you. One will be vodka, one will be water, and we'll mix it up. That way you stay hydrated and get drunk.
Because shots of vodka are the most delicious thing ever.
Yeah.
Except not.
Well, you can't even taste them.
Well, they could do like cherry Effin or something.
Ooh, yeah. I would do shots of cherry Effin.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Of course you would.
What's that supposed to
be? Do whiskey or something. Like, be a man.
That's what I was going to bring over was something delicious. Uh-huh. But
like I said, we can drive you home. You're not that far away. we could just give you a bike and you could just somehow make it home.
I would not ride a bike in that condition.
Yeah. And it's not. It isn't limited to them spoiling stuff related to the game. Like if they just start shouting out like, Vader's Luke's father, you have to take a shot. Bruce Willis is dead. Shot.
Wait, what?
No, in real life, he died.
I've never seen that.
Last Tuesday.
What?
Seen what?
No, he did not die, Jeremy. Okay. Jesus Christ.
There's no way I would have not heard about that. I mean, I know. I don't follow all the news.
You don't follow all the news?
Per se.
Mr. Gazi?
Did you see that big Twilight star, Benghazi? He died.
So is Glee going to be gone now? My fingers are crossed.
I don't know. He was not
the most major character anymore.
He was a major
he was a leader on the set.
He was, well. Yeah.
Like, how many of those people do I have to kill before they cancel that show?
I think
how much more heroin?
Beer.
I used up a lot of my heroin stash to get that.
And a lot of beer.
You're not being like forced to watch Glee, right? You're not like under some kind of
it
contract.
It exists,
or,
and right. That offends me.
All right. Hey, I watch Glee.
Here's the thing. They stole Jonathan Colton's song so they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, he's a nobody.
Yeah, okay, that's true. But it's still illegal. But they're like, well, we're big enough that we don't care.
Yeah.
So good for them. And then the only time...
That's how law works.
The only scene I ever saw from Glee was like from the first season, this college team dances to Rihanna to distract the opposing team. And there's like 87 penalties on that play. Like, you can't just all start dancing around. That's an illegal shift. That's false start. There's so many penalties when you just start dancing to all the single ladies.
Wait, what? It was a football game?
Yeah, they're all like down, and they start dancing to all the single ladies, and the other team's like, what's happening? We're so confused. So they're able to do the big play because the other team's distracted. As opposed to having 95 yards worth of penalties.
Or not even 95 yards, but I mean, just like the sheer amount of injuries happen when you're just dancing and don't get...
Yeah.
Brace yourself for an impact.
No, they hadn't hiked the ball yet.
They just started dancing.
They start dancing pre-hike, which is why it's a legal shift and false start and all that other stuff. And so they start dancing. The other team's like, "Why don't we don't know what's happening?" And then while they're distracted, they hike the ball really quick and win the game.
That sounds like a legitimate plan.
Like it's fucking retarded.
Because if you're dancing, none of that stuff matters. Because the umpires.
The umpires
are also distracted.
Oh my god. I dare you to watch a football game with Katie sometime. This is, I swear to God, this is what she's like.
That Raylene's similar. Because I was watching a video and she's like, oh, hey, that guy just ran it into the field goal. And I'm like, oh, it's not that's an end zone.
Katie, I don't remember if it was Katie or if it was her friend Mary, but one of them asked me if the guy had gotten a home run on a football game.
Hole in one.
Yeah, right?
Hey, I know a lot about baseball.
It's a birdie.
I don't know a lot about football. I thought maybe they transitioned.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was you that asked if it was a home run.
Football's so good.
I agree. I enjoy watching football.
And by the
much.
Way, Europeans, yes, we call it football. We don't have to fight over it, okay?
Ours is football. Yours is ball.
Oh, see, I'm not even like, that's the thing is every time our football's better than your football. It's like, okay, they're both called football. That's the only coincidence they have. Let it rest.
One's enjoyable, one's not. You know,
yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Well,
one lasts 4 hours, really... and then three goals are scored in those 4 hours.
That would be one hell of a game of soccer. Are you kidding me? That's like world-breaking if three scores happen.
I know, right?
But soccer is fun if you're like... playing in a different country, watching it in the bar.
It's not fun. The only reason it's popular is because all you need is a sphere and a landmark to be the goal. Like, so people dying of starvation in poor countries can play soccer.
That's true.
You know, all these countries that England subjugated, they can play soccer.
Wow.
I don't know what else you would call it. That's what they did.
No, I know.
This is why
we're immediately covering this subject already. So, you know.
England went out and said, hey, we're everywhere now. They subjugated all these people because they had flags and the other people didn't. To ask Eddie Izzard.
And that is how it wins.
And that's how it works. Yeah, it's like, flag, we win. And so, and here's a sphere because you're too poor and subjugated to have football pads or a baseball bat. So then they played, a cricket mallet.
Cricket mallet, yeah.
And so then they played soccer. And so now soccer's popular by default. That said, there's nothing wrong with it. It just sucks.
I actually enjoy playing soccer, but you cannot pay me enough to watch it.
Yeah, it's like playing baseball and playing soccer.
I played baseball for years, and I don't love to watch baseball.
It's actually fun to go golfing. It's
shit. No, it is a lot of fun to go golfing.
No,
you guys frisbee golf. It's the exact same thing. It's hanging out with buddies. It's walking. It's doing one thing, then walking some more, then doing quick thing. It's the same.
Yeah.
But I still say that
I've never seen you
like going to watch a soccer game at a bar is fun.
Well, watching anything at a bar is fun. And the thing
nothing
is,
in a bar.
The main reason that soccer, there's other games that are nearly identical to soccer that are faster paced and more enjoyable, like lacrosse or hockey.
Hockey, yeah.
Like hockey exists, I don't need to watch soccer.
Yeah.
Because hockey is soccer on fast forward with more
and so
punching.
And so is lacrosse. To some
and more punching is the
or body checks at least.
I used to watch lacrosse in my college.
Lacrosse is a lot of fun. One of the three sports Hall of Fames that Joe Thomas is in.
I do like watching rugby, but I have no fucking idea what's going on.
I had a buddy try to explain rugby to me one time, and I was just like, just stop. No, we're done. Let's
I
go
want
play football.
Polo to come back into season.
Polo. I'm a big fan of Buscazzi. Marco?
Polo.
Water or horse?
Horses.
Okay,
horses.
Just checking.
Marco? Watching those horses swim is great. water
especially
polo, right?
When they do
water
synchronous.
Or horse based? I asked.
Well, no, water polo. It's just polo in the water, right? And the horses just kind of paddle around, and you have a shorter mallet.
Your legs get a little wet, but that's about it.
No. They just put flippers on the hoofs.
Nice, nice. Because that's not going to freak a horse out.
Especially when they get out. Like,
right.
You ever tried to run in flippers? It doesn't work.
A horse.
You can imagine a horse would not do well with flippers.
So many shot horses after each match.
Right.
So many shot horses.
So much glue being made.
Yes.
Hey, but my dog's fed.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, from the poop?
A little bit of
Column
has
B.
Has he tried the cuisine of horse poop?
No.
He's had rabbit poop. He's had cat poop. He's had
lots of dog
poop. He's had
anything
Brian
else
poop?
That's been in our yard.
Yeah,
Brian
whatever else
poop.
Is
well, Brian pooped in your yard that one time.
So then Brian
that one
pooped.
Time.
Well, if you'd let him go to the bathroom upstairs, he wouldn't have to go outside.
Yeah, you guys are kind of cruel.
I do love that your house has two bathrooms and Jeremy's not allowed to use one of them.
Well, I'm allowed to use one of them when no one else is over.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure you are.
I am.
Claim that. All I know is that whenever you're like, I need to go to the bathroom, and you trundle downstairs like a hobo because you're not allowed to use the grown-up bathroom upstairs.
Well, you see, he makes a mess every single time.
I do not!
You can't aim.
You aren't allowed to use your own bathroom.
I use my own bathroom, damn it. I hate
you're
you all.
Of course
you
now.
Do.
I hate you all so much.
You can't use your own bathroom in your own house. You're so fucking whipped. So Kickstarter.
Yeah, let's Kickstarter.
Over $1 million now. Millions of dollars.
Yep, all of the dollars.
12 days left, I think.
Somebody out there needs to donate $700,000 more so that Ashlyn's in the game.
Or $500,000 more so that Rhett's in the game.
No, I think they should just skip.
No, the repping in the game would be really cool.
Switch those switch two them. Prizes yeah, and then make it to 1,500, you know, the, to 1.5 exactly. 2
million, well, Brian told me what he's hoping for is the new, the storyline with Haley and Denny.
Yeah, hit 1.299.
And then stop. Just stop and none of the other prizes. So no Rhett, no, what's the other one in between those two?
Some Mercs.
Some Merc thing, yeah.
Magnus Battle Group.
Yeah, the Magnus Battle Group. No Rhett, no Magnus Battle Group. Just get the storyline with Denny and Haley and done.
It would be very difficult to program Magnus to be awful enough.
That is true.
So they were talking about there's been a lot of articles in the, about the game in various magazines, various like news sites, and one of the things was saying how they're not, like, Jacks are going to take damage differently than they would in the game. It's not going to be like a grid based. It's going to be it's going to be based more how a video game would work. So it's going to be in
your arm is damaged. Or whatever.
People are complaining. I thought it should be exactly like the tabletop.
No,
game. Of course
no,
it's not.
I know.
Like, why don't anyone who thinks that is insane?
Game is XCOM set in the War Machine universe, then I will never stop playing it and I will be ecstatic. Like it doesn't have to be exactly like the tabletop game.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. XCOM is sweet.
They should get Nail in the game. And 1 out of 6 times when you play the game with him, it erases your hard drive.
It's like a game within a game.
Beanish told me that.
It does the 80s movie style. It just electrocutes you playing the key game. Like, shock just goes right through the mouse and you're just dead.
Nail.
Don't play him.
No, it's dangerous.
Dangerous. It's the most dangerous model in the game. They sucked $10 more out of me the other day because they offered the Butcher story and the Kane story for $5 instead of $5 each. So I threw $5 at them for that, and then they offered short stories for each of the 6 Junior Warcasters. So I threw $5 at that. So
yeah, I'm probably gonna, once it's all said and done, I'm gonna do a couple of the +5s.
I'm tempted to do the map pack add on just because that map of Imran looks. I imagine it's the same one you have that you got at our. Who's the boss? Last Christmas?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They have a few different variants of that map. Different sizes.
That one looks really cool. Like I would get that professionally printed out, and it would look really good. But I don't know that it's $10 for the file, and then it would cost me $80 to print it, so it's probably not worth it.
Speaking of the Junior Warcasters, Daughter of Frankenstein on the Muse forums has a new signature that's a quote. I forget who he's quoting, but they're saying it's a parody of the Gaston song from Beauty and the Beast.
Nice.
About
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Well, so the thing is, number one, I approve. Number two, it's a good idea to put Primed on Gaston and have him just run around buying attacks and murdering the shit out of everything. But in this song, they rhyme done with tone. Because they're both spelled consonant O-N-E.
That doesn't quite work.
And it doesn't work when you say it out loud.
No.
So fix it. somebody make that work again.
Well, sometimes
time,
musicians do cheat. Like, they're like, don't and tone. Yeah. You do hear that occasionally in songs. Mm.
Maybe on Glee. All I know is that I like Daughter Frankenstein, but it hurts to read his post now because of that signature.
It is a cool. I do like that, though.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys hear the Morvana 2 parody of Taylor Swift on the Mom? I think it was like 72 or something like that.
I saw their Chubby Aris.
Chubby Aris was hilarious.
Yeah, I heard the song.
The song, I really enjoyed the song. I enjoy Lance's music, apparently.
So Lance should do some music for us.
He should.
He never added shit.
Yeah, Lance.
I know. Seriously,
shit,
Lance.
At least play us some music.
Yeah.
We need, you know.
I mean, Rith fact checks us occasionally, so, I mean, he's got his part held down.
Man,
it's
also,
a terrible job.
Lance still owes me 2 Gallows Groves cards.
He never sent those to you? So we're going to be at Gen Con, Lance. Bring the Gallows Gross cards.
And we will have t-shirts.
Yes.
I'll take pictures of when I get them.
Yep. Yeah, very exciting. We'll have a few with us.
Yeah, they'll either be for $20 or $25 based on the styles.
Yep. So hit us up early. I imagine, depending on how many we bring, I imagine they'll probably go fast, but we'll see.
Is showing.
No,
we're going to sell 4 of them to us.
People love to buy t-shirts, is what I'm basing this on.
Hold on.
It could have nothing on it except a picture of Malcolm on the front and a picture of Pooh on the back, and people would buy it.
I would buy it. No, just a picture of Malcolm and an arrow to its mouth that says, Pooh goes here. I would buy that shirt.
I may have to make myself a t-shirt now.
And goes out here on the backside.
For War Machine Weekend.
Yeah.
No, we're not actually going to be taking shirts to Gen Con to sell. We're taking those to Gen Con for donations.
No. Hey, some of our listeners, I'm not going to list them all. It's too complicated. But some of our listeners,
Jeff.
They forgot their shirts here.
Yeah.
Coincidentally...
That money you owe us.
That money that those listeners happen to owe us from unrelated things, we might as well take care of both of those issues at the same time.
Yeah.
So we can give you that shirt that you forgot, and then you can give us that money you owe us.
Yeah.
Okay, that works too.
Yeah.
I will be at Gen Con all weekend, so if
are you going to bring some of the shirts, or are we just bringing them up Friday night?
Well, you guys are bringing them on Friday, but if you wanted, if Brian would leave some with me, I could probably take care of
them. At the very least, we'll be around all day Saturday with them, and any of us from the podcast, assuming you have any clue what we look like. Feel free to come up and ask us about them.
I'm sorry.
There's a picture of us at Sambas.
There is a picture of us at Sambas. I will attempt to wear a t-shirt that identifies me as a member of this podcast in some way.
Well, yeah, we'll probably all wear Crippled System shirts. Yeah.
I'll probably actually be wearing the new shirt because it's awesome looking. But
aren't you clever?
I'll be wearing t-shirts that say, "Thank God I'm not Jeremy."
I think everyone would buy that t-shirt as well.
You wouldn't be able to have one, though.
No, it'd be the one t-shirt I couldn't own.
You could.
Like, it'd be meta if I owned one.
Yeah.
But I thought you liked being you.
I do.
That's why we beat him down so much. Like, that's the thing. For anybody who thinks we're mean to Jeremy, or they're like, wow, they put his model in a Twinkie, you have no idea how egotistical he comes across. He needs to be held back.
Me? Egotistical? Never.
That's just how he is. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not an image. It just is.
We don't do anything to Jeremy after War Machine Games. He's fine.
Yeah, right. Brian, what happened after we played on Wednesday?
I don't remember. I went home. I had toothache.
No, you were at the
door. I was a dentist all day. I had to go get my Vicodin from
Let's backtrack a minute.
I remember, Jeremy, you dropped some of your stuff.
Yeah, I dropped all of my tokens all over the room. Coincidentally, Brian was standing there holding my token case when it happened.
I don't understand.
That's weird. Why did you drop all your stuff?
Right?
Maybe your token case shouldn't open on the bottom. Yeah. I'm assuming he was holding it the right way up when that opening happened.
Well, he opened it right way up.
No. Did he open it?
He was
holding it upside down and just flipped it open like a trap door.
It's a neat trick.
By him, you mean Jeremy.
Clearly. Yes. Brian was holding it, and then somehow everything fell.
Unrelated to the fact that for like the first time in a century, I beat him at a game. We've played, I don't know, 20 times. I beat him twice.
What? That was fine. It wasn't that you beat me.
It was a reward.
Yeah, I was like, congratulations. Now stop talking to me about it. It was mostly the, it's like, get it, you won. You can stop high-fiving everyone in the room. Oh, by the way, your tokens fell over. Well, that's tight. He stopped talking about the game.
I didn't, actually. You just left.
Well, I needed my Vicodin.
You didn't. You didn't even take your Vicodin.
No, I took a lot of other medicine.
Yeah. If anyone likes Vicodin.
I could go into a 10-minute rant about how the dentist drilled through my teeth.
I like selling it.
There you go.
That is nice.
You know, the thing is, like, I got the Vicodin. Like, I could sell this Vicodin. I have a whole jar. I didn't need a jar.
I'm picturing a mason jar. Yeah.
A lot of maybe Vicodin. A pill bottle full of Vicodin. I'm like, I don't want to throw it out because it's, you know, people want Vicodin.
That's true.
I don't understand. It makes you itchy everywhere.
I don't think that's
not for everyone. That is what you call
Wool.
That too.
Wool makes me itchy everywhere.
Yeah, I have a headache. Let's have some wool. I'm itchy.
Poison ivy also makes you itchy everywhere. Maybe.
Yeah, no, I didn't understand that I had no allergy to wool until I was older. Like, so as a kid, I just thought that everybody was really itchy whenever they wore wool.
I mean, I'm itchy when I wear wool, but probably not as bad as you are.
No, it's bad. And I just thought that was a thing, and I didn't understand why people would wear this shit.
Why is my skin all red and pussy?
Yeah.
And
itchy? Like, leave the sheep alone. It's not worth it.
You can stay nice and warm, though.
Yeah. No.
So, you guys did some painting today, I heard. How'd that go?
Yeah, well, we talked because we had before a couple podcasts ago, we talked about how painting, do it with a group, and so we ended up having a little group painting today.
I think it was the last podcast we talked about that.
Last one?
I don't know. I know we talked about it.
It was recent.
It's all blurred together. We release a podcast, and then it's time to record again.
Brent, fact check us.
I don't know how the Muse guys meet three times a week.
I know.
That seems almost impossible.
It does.
Well, they really have to put their social lives aside in order. They're committed.
They're in Iowa. Social lives. They're sad and pathetic.
It's funny because it's Iowa.
Yeah. Man, you haven't lived to have been to an Iowan bar. It's just people who hate life.
Hey, but they're really
and
friendly.
And people who life hates.
They were fairly friendly at the one there right next to the store.
Yeah, they were.
When they...
They were out
have
of everything.
Nobody
though.
Around and nothing to do. They're awful friendly to everybody else.
Anyone that wanders into their lives, they're like, "Oh, please don't leave.
We're so lonely. It's Iowa."
Someone took a wrong turn. They're in our state. Quick,
give us some hospitality.
One of the guys at my work just quit Epic to go back to grad school, and he's going back to I think it's Ames, Iowa, is where the university is. I don't know, but anyway, so he's going back to Iowa. So I offered him my condolences.
Well, he was also quitting Epic, so you should have him.
So I high-fived him, and then I asked him where he was going afterwards, and then I offered him my condolences.
Yeah. Something Awful Forums has a thread that's just about Madison, and just plays for Madison people to chat, and every page or two, it just turns into chat about Epic, because 90% of the people on that thread are Epic boys.
Yeah.
And this last time I did that, it was just a page and a half of them actually posting their fucking code. And it's like,
what?
Like, yeah, like they were comparing notes about some code. I'm like, go do this at work, you goddamn weirdos.
Also, that's illegal as hell.
Yeah.
Well, it's don't go to those forums.
No,
they might have just posting in code.
No,
I guarantee they were posting Epic code, because Epic people are dumb. But like, that's illegal. Oh man, if Epic found out about that, they would get their asses kicked.
Well, is it more or less illegal than raping dozens of women? Because Epic employees
that happened from an Epic employee. Yeah, we really know how to pick them, apparently. Yeah.
My hairdresser goes apparently had a woman roommate.
We had two conversations going to see
him. No, this is the same conversation.
The same conversation. He was rooming with a girl, and she has the same hairdresser as I do, so my hairdresser told me all about it, but...
So that's how this connects together.
Work as well.
Well, but the weird thing is, she said that he never did anything to her. But how creepy is that?
Like, to the roommate,
if you had been like living with a guy for a year and a half or 2 years or however long they were, and
it turns out he's drugging women and filming himself having sex with their unconscious bodies.
You don't shit where you eat. You don't rape where you sleep.
Apparently,
you
rape somewhere else.
Yeah. Malcolm eats where he shits.
Not eat his own.
He doesn't eat his own poo.
Well, that's just weird because that's efficient.
It's the only poo he won't eat is his own.
He's already been that. Been there.
He tasted it once. Like, you know what? I get other people's poo. This poo is too.
To be fair, you've smelled his gas. Would you really want to eat that poo?
I think all dogs' gas smells like that.
Yeah, but Malcolm farts five times an hour.
Malcolm is. Man, it's like a permanent thing. It's just like he never stops. Oh man.
You have the worst dog.
We have an awesome dog, but digestively speaking, we have the worst dog.
But he's also at large all the time.
Apparently.
The thing is, when I got the letter, I thought it was about my cat, because my cat's at large constantly. Like, she's...
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have responded to the city. Actually, no, our dog's inside, our cats are outside, right? That's okay, right?
Are you sure you meant dog? That's the answer you should give him.
Like, I thought for sure it'd be about the cats.
Yeah, I did too. But yeah, so, anyway...
Oh, well.
What's what?
I have Conan written here, because we played Age of Conan yesterday.
We did.
And apparently that was something somebody wanted to talk about.
I did not.
I
was not
invited.
To be fair, it's only really a four-player game.
Yeah, but nobody invited me.
It was a four-player game.
It's a four-player game.
Again, four-player. Oh, yeah.
The four of us were out somewhere and said, hey, there's a four-player game.
Shout out. The reason the four of us happened to bump into each other is Newbie is old now. A local guy. He's 30.
He still has hope that 30 is going to be... Well, 30 is where life ends.
30 is, yeah.
Every day past 30 is worse than the day before.
30 is the new 20.
No, 30 is the new 40.
No.
Yeah, maybe any way you look at it, when you turn 30, every accomplishment you're going to make has been done.
That's true.
Everything is downhill. Yeah. And
that is so horribly depressing. That's not true.
Right? It
That's
is true.
Just not true.
It is true.
It's a little
everything
true.
Goes downhill. If you weren't on the right track at 30, you're over.
And that's the best part about being in your 30s, that you're too old to fix the track that you're on.
Yeah.
You can't go back to school or anything, but you're so young that your horrible life is going to last forever.
Stretches out in front of you
for
the next
century.
It's
like, oh my God, I've reached a dead end, and now I have to sit here at this dead end for 40 years before I finally die.
Or some of them do go back to school, and they spend like 5-6 years in school, and then they're 40s, and now they're paying enough school debt when they should be paying that off in their like, late 20s. So now they're
because Lewis is around 30, right? Yeah. And he just went back to school.
No, Lewis
is not around 30.
Lewis is older than me.
Is he really?
Yes.
Holy crap.
The thing is, Lewis spent his 20s traveling the world fucking women in every
country.
What
deal with the devil did that man make? He looks younger than Katie.
Yes, but
he does not look younger than me.
He looks young.
He is balding.
Jeremy would hit
and
that.
And Lewis, I love you, but I'm going to defend myself here.
Okay, all right. Not younger than you. He definitely looks younger than everyone in this room, except you.
Lewis looks very young, but he's over 40, and he's set. And he just actually finished schooling, but his family's...
he's finishing his CPA,
basically,
right?
Fuck you, Lewis.
Yeah.
good on you.
He has an amazing life. I'm jealous.
Yeah. His story started so fucking depressing.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
That time when you guys were... After you recorded, like, videotaped your game, but before we did the audio for it, and he was just talking about his life, I was just like, I want to punch you so hard right now.
Why?
He traveled the world fucking incredibly beautiful women for years.
Okay.
Like, I think some of them might have paid him for it. Like, it was just, like, at some of the places where, like...
And he saw, basically his job was that he had to travel for his company.
Yeah.
And so he's been everywhere.
Yep.
Like, everywhere in the world.
All over the world.
This is, like, well before 30. He just did everything.
Yeah.
So then he's like, oh, I'll just get a break. And then he, like, he got some really nice paying job. And he's like, yeah, I'm bored of that, so...
Tell him to go do a different job.
Yeah. And now he's, like, an accountant. He's like, oh, I'll just do accounting. That seems like fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Katie lives in county, too.
Yeah. I'm an accountant.
That's true.
For a real estate company.
Yeah. But Lewis's stories are always just... He's like, yeah, I went to this bar, and there's a hot chick, so I slept with four of them. And
I picked up the hottest chick in the bar, and then we went home, and her roommate, man, she was really hot.
He just came in and joined in.
Yeah, those are the kinds of stories Lewis tells.
Yeah, but he's really nice. That's how he gets
along. He is really nice.
He is very nice.
But he's so quiet, and how is he... What?
I don't know.
Because he's non-threatening.
You know the... Oh, what the hell is it? The museum in D.C. The
Lewis Museum?
No, not the Lewis Museum. The
great story, bro.
No, well, come on. D.C. has like three of them, but it's the national museums there in D.C.
Parthenon?
Not the Parthenon. No.
Arts?
The Mutter Museum? The Mutter Museum is actually in Philadelphia.
Never mind.
I'm sleeping.
Never mind. Anyway.
No.
No.
Jeremy, the Mutter Museum's in Philadelphia.
Okay, that's
it's
nice.
It's not in D.C.
Okay, I'm done.
Beer Museum?
Okay. I'm done. Done.
Mutter Museum is cool, though.
And that's Conan. What's next?
Conan.
Hey, Brian, how do you play Conan?
Yeah.
Hey,
I know now.
Oh, my God.
He figured it out during the end of the game.
You know what's great is when, like, 5 minutes before the end of a three-hour-long game, somebody's like, oh, wait, that rule is how that works? And it's a big deal.
And everyone else has been playing it right the whole game.
Oh, wait, queens can go diagonal, too? What?
It's basically the equivalent of the thing I realized.
Yeah.
I was doing so well without I was playing
you
it
were.
So wrong
and still
managing to play it so well. If I would have had just an inkling of a right, I would have had like a million points more than everyone.
That's true. So but instead I won.
Yeah.
I read a bunch of variants and stuff for that, and there's some interesting stuff. I'm excited to play that again. Somebody had a variant. It would make the game longer, but it seemed kind of interesting, which is basically play a fourth age. You play an age before Conan shows up. So there's none of that adventure stuff. It's just like military spreading out and getting your borders and stuff. And so it encouraged more player interaction because
you have plenty of time to fight each other over things.
Yeah, the Conan game, I guess, for a brief thing, it's with Conan.
What?
That was my explanation to the people listening. It's like it's a game with Conan.
Yeah, because no one is listening has any idea the game we're talking about.
What is happening? It's a board game, and there's Conan in it, and you move models around.
Yeah. The cool thing about Ancient Conan is that it's a game about Conan, and none of the players get to play as him. You're kingdoms, and he's doing his stuff, and you just have to try to hope he likes you, because he's just going to wander around fucking women, killing monsters, stealing treasures, and you just want to point him in the right direction.
That's pretty true.
And then if you make him mad, he kills you, and you're eliminated from the game.
And I did crown. I was able to. That's even hard to do that. I was playing his solo. I managed a crown.
You managed to give him your kingdom. That's a goal in the game is to abdicate the throne to Conan.
I gave him all the women. Yes. I had all the women.
You did have all the women.
You were Lewis.
Yeah. I thought I had all the money, but Katie had more money than me.
I had all the scary animals.
Yeah. Yes. Monsters.
Monsters.
Yes.
Beasts.
Women.
And Andy had nothing because he didn't play.
That's true.
He was busy.
I went to watch the Wolverine.
Ooh, which was, that was really good.
So since three of the five of us talked about it, I liked it.
I really liked it. I thought it was really
good.
There's
an in-depth review. We're very good at talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to spoil things, but like as opposed to the other Wolverine movie, this one was actually really enjoyable and good.
This one didn't make me want to punch the wall constantly.
Right?
This one, it was well done. It was.
I only wanted to punch the wall about 40% of the time in the last Wolverine movie.
40% is a lot.
The last 80% of that movie is intolerably bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many cool things in it.
The opening
so
5 minutes
things.
Of the last one are really good.
That credit sequence with Wolverine and Sabretooth running through time is a fucking amazing
part. The first,
part.
Like, 15 minutes of that movie are solid as hell. There's that credit sequence, there's the Deadpool, and there's, you know, it's like, oh, this movie's really good, and then it
dies.
And that makes it worse.
I know.
If the movie had been bad from the start, it would just be a bad movie, but it gives you such hope. You're like, that's perfect, and then it just fucks you to death.
What's confusing me, I have to call it a Jim thing. Jim thinks, that's why Jim hates X-Men 2, because Jim thinks X-Men 2 started out good but got bad.
X-Men 2 starts out good and then gets good.
I know.
And then it ends good. And then all of it is good.
But that's like Wolverine running around in the mansion just gutting everybody.
Well, just like,
what?
I
really?
I mentioned that to Jeremy. Like, when he kills the first guy, I'm like, I think Wolverine just killed that dude. And they started killing more. I'm like, holy fuck, he's killing everybody.
Yeah, Wolverine doesn't incapacitate people.
Yeah, Wolverine does not believe in minimum force.
Oh, you talking about for the new one?
No, for two.
When he's defending the mansion. Like, you go and you're like, oh, he's going to punch this guy. And he punches him with swords in his face. You're like, oh, does that count as a punch?
It does.
Because really watching, because up until then, all the superhero movies, so they were still Spider-Man things where, you know, it wasn't like just killing. It was like holy crap. Yeah. It's happening.
It's pretty cool when he's just murdering people. Yeah. I have to say about like freaking kids movie, The Incredibles. Yeah. Like when they're on the island and like they start killing minions, and I'm like, what? This is a Disney movie where this family of superheroes is murdering people.
Yep,
that's unexpected. Like the one flies into the cliff and it explodes, and I expected a parachute, and there was no parachute. Nope. That guy was just dead.
Yeah.
About the horrific cape deaths they kept showing.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and just, like, grizzled corpses that he finds and, like, gazer beam and stuff. Like, there's a lot of death in that movie.
There is.
Which is the best superhero movie ever.
But the Wolverine was a very good movie, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. It set up very, very good. I heard rumors that there was going to be a possible R-rated cut for video.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
It's pretty close. I mean, it's a
high PG. Yeah, I mean, I'm a little surprised it made PG.
Yeah.
It had excellent action. I mean, some of the plot things at times I could be like, eh, but it was nothing insulting me like the previous Wolverine. Like Wolverine,
no magic bullets.
The Wolverine origin story was insulting to me as a human being.
Yeah,
and this movie might have been like some movies where it had a couple bad moments plot wise, but I didn't care because the action was so well and the pacing was really well, and I really liked the characters, and it was well written for the most part, and then it was just well done.
I mean, I saw a couple of things coming, but I'm not against that in a movie where what they're going for is an action film.
Yeah,
I mean, like they're not going for a suspense plot movie. They're going for an action film.
Yeah, so. I wasn't surprised by any kind of thing that changed. Like, obviously that was going to happen. But it was, it was a good ride.
Yeah. I kind of wish I didn't see any trailers beforehand because I would have been slightly more surprised. But it really telegraphs itself.
I agree.
It's still fine.
I had to see trailers for this movie because after seeing the first one, I couldn't actually go see this without a trailer. Like, I had to have some hope that it was better. So that's the Wolverine.
So Wolverine, it's enjoyable. Go see it.
Katie's Corner. What is Katie's Corner about today besides fingers touching things?
Katie was doing some weird thing to Jeremy's hand. I don't know.
I don't know.
I wasn't sure if it was referencing how small his penis is. It looked like she was referencing how small Jeremy's penis is.
That is not what she was doing, for the record.
She took your hand and she put two fingers apart, like, in the universal gesture for here is how small my penis is, and then she moved them closer together, and then she made a sad face towards you.
She did not.
She stuck out and she did the whole turn her head and put the lower lip out thing. You totally did, didn't you, Katie?
She can't make noise.
She's too red-faced.
I may be reading it wrong, but that's literally what she did.
I'm going to go with
you
reading it wrong.
She did the finger and thumb. She pushed them closer together, and she made a sad face at you.
Wow. Wow.
We've broken Katie.
Some people say the truth hurts, but evidently the truth is just too funny today.
Just hilarious. I just don't know why she just said, they're talking about an X-Men movie. I should remind Jeremy that I'm sad about how small its penis is. This is the appropriate time to do that.
Well, she does. I think she finds like a few times a day. It's like a little alarm beat was beeping in her head. Like, oh, time to remind Jeremy.
Well, every hour on the hour, Jeremy, your dick is tiny.
That could be a t-shirt.
Oh, God.
Just with like two little hands like this.
Sad Katie just holding up the finger.
Look what you started. I hope you feel bad. I think she does feel bad.
She can't breathe.
I don't know that laughing so hard you can't breathe counts as feeling bad.
Her tummy hurts.
Yeah.
Now you Katie, it's time for your corner, by the way.
Corner us, Katie. Okay.
And an explanation.
No,
it's bad. No, I think I'm pretty bad. No, I'm dead on. I think she just said that I was right.
Katie paused
while she wipes the tears.
She's collecting herself.
Compose.
All right. I want to talk about playing when you're flustered.
Best segue ever.
So, well, Jeff and I played each other in our most recent video podcast. And one thing that's fairly clear in the game is the big mistakes happen when something went terribly wrong or there was something to cause a lot of stress. And so one of the things that I need to work on is taking a step back, especially with Deathclock when you have a lot more time on the clock than your opponent, and making sure that you don't let mistakes happen just because something didn't go the way that you want them to. So not to give too much away, but there was a point where there was a Feral standing right next to Cro-Mac, which is what I was playing Cro-Mac, and the correct thing to do would have been to take the hit and transfer the damage and move on with my life. But instead I was like, oh my god, there's a heavy standing right next to my caster, must take care of it. And it just didn't matter at the end of the day that there was a heavy standing there. And so it's thought processes like that that, you know, just taking a step back and saying, is this really that big of a deal? How can I recover? What's the best way to move forward? As opposed to being like, oh my god, I had all these plans and now there's this thing and I can't do it. And when Jeff got flustered, he, you know, could have went on scenario, but didn't see it because he was so flustered about how things were going. So anyway, that was my...
And I'll say an opposite. If I'm about to lose on scenario to somebody, I'll actually put models somewhere hoping to fluster my opponent. I'm like, if they see the scenario, they're going to beat me, so I'm going to put this big scary thing right here. It actually does nothing if they think about it, but I'm going to try to, like, you know, scare the fuck out of them so they actually pay attention to it.
Yeah, like the death jack, like, tramples right up into their grill. I'm like, holy shit, there's a death jack here. I better kill it when they could just not.
They could just win.
Yeah.
So, no, it's a thing that happens. It's a very important key. I'll say when I played Jeremy... When I lost to Jeremy, part of my problem was he talks, and I don't really listen to Jeremy. So when he's putting upkeeps out and spell effects, I'm just like, whatever, he's talking. I don't care what Jeremy's saying. So when I'm going to cast spells at his units that have Banishing Ward on, suddenly my entire turn has been thwarted because I can't pass.
Yeah, in the same turn, you tried to cast a spell at a Banishing Ward unit, then you tried to incorporeal through a weapon, through a unit, or through a jack that had to reach magical weapons, and then you tried to give an order next to that same jack who had Wailing within 5 inches, no orders.
Well, to be fair, the freeze trick you did miss the hit.
I did miss.
And when I said the model next, I did use a phrase, the model next to that jack is going to charge. His turn was ending. Okay, I'm gonna charge this unit forward to do this and that. And he didn't say, oh, by the way, you can't do that charge because I forgot the Banshee didn't have that. So when I said, hey, I'm gonna charge here, he's like, he internally smirked, thinking, oh, he can charge, but I'm not gonna tell him until his activation.
No, he said he's gonna charge, and I said, you know, that guy has magical weapons, so incorporeal doesn't matter. And you said, oh, I guess I'll walk. And so in my mind, I was past the point where I would also mention, by the way, Wailing. I should have mentioned Wailing.
So you, if I had it to do over again, nothing to do with what he was saying.
Well, no, it did matter because he was hoping to charge my caster and just ignore the, like, not take any free strikes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, magical weapons, I'll probably kill all those guys. And it was like, oh, well, then I'll walk. And when he said, oh, well, then I'll walk, I forgot to go on to the end. By the way, they can't charge anyway.
They had other models or something nearby that were going to do the charge, the follow-up charge.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I will say, once the Haunter killed two Mage Hunters, your two Mage Hunters.
Yeah, the Soul Hunter totally one-shotted two Mage Hunter assassins. So
that was exciting. But yeah, so I mean, but again, I made those mistakes. So I was getting a little flustered because I'm like, okay, now that I'm not paying attention to anything Jeremy's doing. It's like when I played you the one day at Misty, I was talking to Ben the entire time, and you're casting spells and doing effects, and I'm not paying any attention to what you're doing. And then I'm like, then I do my turn. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, what's happening?
Yeah, and then I have never tabled someone so badly in my entire life. Like, it was just an absolute annihilation.
Because I'm just like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
Because I mean, you said exactly what you were doing. I just chose not to listen. I was having a conversation. I'm like, Merc Up keeps matter sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
So, were you playing McBain or something?
I don't even remember what it was.
No, but yeah, so same thing.
I know what it was. He killed one of my sea dogs in a Damiano list. Ooh. And so then his entire army died.
Vengeance, right?
Yeah. Well, Vengeance plus, like, Matt 15 overtaking Weapon Masters, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, happened.
And for some reason, I couldn't tell if it was between a Sea Dog and a Press Ganger, so when I was trying to clear the Press Ganger unit, I was attacking the wrong stuff.
That's bunk, because my entire Press Ganger unit is painted, and none of my Sea Dogs are painted.
Yes, but I couldn't tell them apart.
All right, I'll allow that then.
You paint everything silver, how am I supposed to tell them apart?
It's painted! It's painstaking T-1000 mid-transformation.
Is primer paint?
Not according to the rules.
It's better getting frustrated. So I got really frustrated against Jeremy.
Okay.
So I'm like, and then I'm like, okay, I was ready to throw the game, but you know what? I'm gonna go let him do his turn, and if he doesn't use the phrase Banish Ward on his caster the following turn, I'm still gonna just kill his fucking caster.
Yeah.
So I let him go. He does his entire turn. Of course, he waits like through his last activation to do Banish Ward on his caster. Then okay, I forfeit now. I was like just waiting for him to do the one thing. And it's Jeremy. He's pretty dumb, so he might not actually cast that spell on his caster. So I'm just like patient because I'm playing the Coven, and I really have my only assassination point.
And a couple of just things along the lines of getting flustered. I'm going to mention two things. Command 9 will flee 1 out of 6 times.
Yep.
It's not, holy shit, this is impossible when it happens. Like
that's without a reroll.
That's without a reroll. But you will fail a Command 9 roll 1 out of 6 times. In a tournament, you're going to make those command checks that many times. So don't be surprised when your guys flee once in a while. But people ask, like, it's, you know, Bigfoot just came with the Loch Ness Monster and invaded their house and won the lottery. Like, it happens. Similarly, you roll a lot of dice in this game. A lot of them. 1 out of 36 of those two dice rolls is going to be snake eyes.
Yep.
So, yes, it's going to happen. You're going to be going for a critical charge and you're going to roll snake eyes and miss.
Yeah.
Right now, everybody's staring at me because they know I'm the wrong person to be saying this.
We were all being quiet about it, though.
Yeah, but I'll point out, like, those are two things that you need to... It's going to happen. Like, the Command 9 especially. Like, people think Command 9 translates to, oh, my God, they're Command 9. They'll never flee. 1 out of 6 is a big fucking percentage.
Command 10, it's still surprisingly
Command 10
high
is
number.
1 out of 12. Cause, I mean, it'll happen.
It happens.
It'll happen. You know, I mean, it'll happen 50% of the time if you're me. But that's another nature entirely.
Yes.
You forgot to... Brian, when you asked for Zappity Grumble, you forgot to put the hashtag with Zappity Grumble. Now it's forever hard to try to...
Well, I can do the Twitter ones. I can do the Twitter ones. Someone else will have to do Facebook, but... Do we have any more Katie's Corner about getting flustered?
No, I mean, that's about it. It's especially on Death Clock, you have the time to sit back and relax and think for a minute.
Well, and this ties into one of the earlier Katie's character chronicles we did, where when you have your plan, you know, we talked about seeing your plan through and you've got these steps and, you know, you have steps A through W. If something goes wrong at step K, you don't move on to L. You stop, you think, and you start over with a new A.
Yeah.
Like, your plan has changed. Or you look and see, like, if, you know, if can you continue? Like, is it screwed up that you have to start a new A? Or maybe you skip L and go to N? You know what I mean? Like, maybe you reorganize. But you have to... It's easy, and I do this a lot when I get flustered. You're like, well, now I'm fucked anyway, but I'm still going to go on with my plan. No, stop for a second, okay? Yeah. Your charge failed. Good for you. Your unit fled. Good for you. What is your new plan? How do you deal with this new situation, the table it's at?
Yeah. I think it's a good way to also think of your turn, of what could possibly fail if I do this, and that way you set yourself up so it's not so bad.
Yep.
You know, like, try to get some guys into position, so just in case this fails, you know, I can react to it better.
Or a really common one I see people not do is, you know, I'm going to go for this melee assassination. You know, Malkarn, I'm going to put all these buffs on Malkarn, and he's going to go murder the hell out of the enemy caster, and my random range guy over here is going to do nothing, because who cares? Try shooting him once.
Yeah.
That way, you know, I mean, if he needs boxcars to hit and it's dice minus 10 or whatever, you might as well still try, because that way, if you hit and do a couple damage, then if you get bad luck and Malkarn would have failed by a couple. Because the flip side, if Malkarn fails by 2 hit points, well, now that guy's in melee and you're really not going to get him.
Yeah.
So, you know, little backup plans like that to help prevent it. But that's kind of a whole other matter entirely.
That's just knowing your turn order more so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even losing my... Because one of the... My second turn was just terrible, and I think a big part of that is I was so flustered about losing my UA to the stones, and then my stones were out of formation. And it was just mind blown. Didn't know what to do. A lot of plans just fell through. Like, so it's what you said. As my step A fell apart,
and it's really really hard to stop. And think about that. And then if you watch, like, a lot of the good players, like, that's one of the things that makes them a good player. Because, you know, the models are the models. Like, it's not like playing football or baseball where there's the athletic difference. You know what I mean? If I play the same list as Jeremy and Jake Van Meter and Menoth John and whoever, we're all playing the exact same models. Okay. Yeah. And obviously knowing where to move them, how to position one thing, but one of the big things you'll see the good players do is they'll stop and think and rethink when stuff goes against plan.
Yeah, I remember the best example I can think of is the Adepticon video of JVM versus Keith. JVM goes up against, it was, I think the scenario was Destruction, goes up with a Scythian, does the bloodbath against some Tharns, and hits his own objective. Fine, great. Then he charges the enemy objective with his angel, gets the angel up there, goes to attack it, and Keith says, "You fail, no damage." And he's like, what? Because he didn't know about the whole, you can only damage one objective in a turn. Now, at this point, his angel's just, like, flapping in the breeze, doing nothing. And JVM was like, well, all right, well, that happened. That's so the angel will take an attack at this guy. He can reach here. Great. Angel's done. I'm going to go with Saren. Feet. Yeah, right. Like, he immediately moved on to damage control. Like, immediately. And yeah. It did, like, I was shocked how little it seemed to faze him in the moment of the game. And, I mean, that was huge. I mean, a heavy that was just completely doing nothing that was going to get him a scenario point was just doing nothing in the way then.
Yep.
And it was amazing how he recovered.
Also, if you stop and breathe when you're getting flustered, not only will you improve the rest of your turn, you'll also be less horrible of an opponent.
That is true.
Because a lot of times when you get flustered, you get grumpy and angry and oh, woe is me, and then nobody's having fun.
That is true. Yep.
Yep. I think we've all been guilty of that before, too,
where somebody is like going, oh, my God, I'm going to lose this game so bad. Oh, I won! Oh, that's great. Oh.
Jeremy.
What? There's other people. It's mainly the people who never lose. They only don't win.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was because of this and this and this that they didn't win the game.
Yeah. You had nothing to do with it.
They should have won. You just happened to be there.
Yeah. Your Mog survived and they killed my caster. Okay, that happens.
Yeah. Bad damage rolls happen.
Yeah.
As it turns out. All right. So should I?
So seriously, is that how small Jeremy's penis is? Like,
wow.
Like, because that's how wide you made the gesture.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Okay, just checking.
Oh, I'm just gonna shut up.
Holy shit! There's a lot of Facebook.
Yeah, I've got the twit. Yeah, I've got the twit. Today. Someone else will have to do the Facebooks, but we want to start with the Twitter here.
Sure.
All right. So
we have to make it quick for Zappity Grumble, but we always react. To the Twitter thunderstorm.
You say it, then it happens.
Jeremy, all right, fine.
We react to the Twitter thunderstorm.
So, first question is, who is the best YouTube battle report group other than us? Katie has nothing.
I think the best produced is Wargamer Girl.
She's the best produced by far.
She has some really nice production.
But as far as quality of games, I don't know.
There aren't a lot, really.
There aren't a ton.
No, there's a lot. Chain Attack has got some.
Chain Attack has some.
Yeah.
Theirs are pretty popular. I do not watch actually watch battle reports myself. I know a lot of people like them. That's why we record them. Right. But I could never watch them.
I think that's
not how my brain works.
We do a little more unique with our spin with the having post a commentary.
Yeah.
That's
actually why I'm glad we do it that way, is because no offense to the other guys or whatever, but just I like watching them with the cleaner post commentary.
Yeah.
So I actually look forward to the Muse guys ripping us off and doing theirs that way so that I can watch some that aren't ours.
I like Maddie K's videos because only it's the high-end game, so it's fun to watch the top tables. And it's fun to whenever there's drama because it's recorded, so you can all grumble about it, which is the best part.
Right.
I would agree. I do really enjoy those as well. But I would agree that Wargamer Girls are really well-produced. Like, I can't even imagine how much time she must
put into
that.
Plus, she's a girl, and she plays War Machine.
The amount of time it goes into produce those has to be huge. Because when Nathan and I were recording the silly thing here, there would have been so many times we could have paused to record something better for that Let's Play video. And, yeah, it's insane.
We could have paused it and made it better, but we didn't.
To be fair, this one also has a bit of a time limit because I have an ulterior motive.
I'm just saying, I was not involved in that.
No, it's fine. It's a proof of concept, and we'll put it out there, and people give suggestions, and we'll request certain games, and we'll move on with life, and zappity! Grumble!
This is from Sam/Travis. What faction should I be playing at tournaments? Katie?
Circle, clearly.
Whatever the top one you rip off.
Stick with Crix, Sam. I'm sorry, Travis T. Stick with Crix for a little bit. You jump too much.
You should play some Kator.
I think you should man up and play some Rhett.
No, I honestly...
He owns it.
I've seen Travis play Rhett. It's sort of like a drunk child wander around the streets, confused.
That sounds fun for me. I would watch that.
I really think he needs to stick with a faction. He really tries to try the next best list.
He gets so excited about his theme forces, too.
Yeah.
He does love theme forces.
He does.
Some of them are really sweet.
Some of them are.
That his all-winged Saren one was actually pretty surprisingly good.
Son of a bitch.
It's one that Andy already runs.
That's my Saren list.
Yeah.
I've seen Travis wield it.
I saw Travis using it. I didn't see you using it.
Travis plays it well.
I'm giving Travis full credit.
Wow.
No, you can't respond. Zappity.
Grumble. Fuck you.
You are a superhero. What would your superpower be, and who would your arch nemesis, real or imaginary, be?
I'd be able to turn into anything, like an animal.
And your arch nemesis?
A zookeeper? I don't know.
Wow, that was amazing. Yeah. All right, we're going to come back over here because that was the...
Wow.
It was thematic.
It was thematic.
I
was,
can't compete with that.
I know. Yeah, how do you compete with that?
Beast Boy versus Kevin James.
It's like, is your episode is going to be like the Hair Bear Bunch the entire time?
Oh, my God, know the Hair Bear Bunch. Jesus
but
Christ.
If you don't remember them, they're a bunch of bears, kind of like Yogi Bear, but they would be in a zoo, and they would escape out all the time.
And they all had, like, hippie afros and stuff. Yes. It was really weird.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
This question doesn't apply to me, because if I ever had superpowers, I would instantly be a villain. Who are we kidding? Like, Brian and I, we saw the we all saw the Chronicle together, and immediately, like, the ends, and I turned to Brian, and I'm like, so we're villains instantly, right? And it's like, oh, God, yes. Yeah. Like, there's not a single moment we're good human beings. No. Like, oh, I can fly. I'm robbing all the banks, bitches.
Yeah, it's basically, oh, there's a few minutes of testing the limits of my power. Yeah. There's, like, the 5 minutes, okay, what can I can't do, and then full-on just destroying everything I can destroy. And
so your arch nemesis would be
the cops.
The cops. Yes. Yeah.
The world.
Like, come on. Like, why would I bother saving people? I'm like, oh, come on. I do like that shitty movie, The Jumper, right? With crappy McCantack.
Oh, God.
I love they give this guy superpowers. He instantly starts, like, robbing banks and everything. Then Samuel Jackson starts to try to stop him, and Samuel Jackson somehow the villain of the movie?
Right.
Like, why isn't he the hero? He's the one stopping the dude who's robbing banks.
Yeah.
What?
Well, he's trying to kill everyone that does that, which is...
Okay.
Well, I would have taken a shot
now. Well, not all the jumpers actually from banks, but, you know, I understand. It's so funny. Like, well, I mean, he's like, I got superpower, instantly robs banks.
Yeah.
As would I. Hell I'm not claiming, I'm going to say he's the villain. I'm not saying I'd be the superhero and my job would be, I'm the McRobbie pants and I'm heroically robbing banks. I'm a fucking villain.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But you're rich as hell.
Yeah.
I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Except
I'm cool with that. Apex Predator.
Yep.
My superpower is I just want the power of Thor. And then just smash face.
I'd rather have Beta Ray Bills.
Same thing.
No, except
it's the same goddamn thing.
I know.
It's the same damn thing.
I'm just being
don't argue with me. No way, villain. I hope you wear a cape.
I would go invisibility, and I'm guessing I would also be a villain.
Oh, my God. I would chafe so much from masturbating.
You can hide your small penis.
Turn into a werewolf, though.
My nemesis would be werewolves.
Zappity! Grubble!
Scorn question. How would you play E-Morgul in events, Brian?
Is it a joke event? Is it like, I'm being funny? No, E-Morgul, Cyclops Brute, Arcadon are required because you don't want to be knocked down. You want sprint. And then a lot of really powerful infantry that pulls out the attention. You want a multiple threats because E-Morgul is too... He has a 12-inch threat range. It's very predictable. So you need to throw a million things on the table that support themselves because E-Morgul doesn't support his army. So you basically just need to have a bunch of things that's going to scare your opponent so they might forget about E-Morgul. Like, oh my God, there's a Mullah Karn, there's a Tyrant Redeem, there's a this, there's a that. Oh yeah, there's that little wimpy guy, E-Morgul, that just killed me.
Yeah,
so the guy with the fans.
You have to distract them into forgetting Immortal exists because he's not going to do anything all game.
I think I saw him once. The guy with the fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
Grumble.
Mary fuck kill Michael Bay, Schumacher or Uwe Boll. Nathan.
This is really more of a question for Nathan anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I would kill Michael Bay.
Okay.
I would marry Joel Schumacher because he seems like he'd be a good wife.
All right.
And then I guess I would just hate fuck Uwe Boll.
But he's German, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. All right. I can't top that.
I would almost probably go.
I mean, Joel Schumacher, that's got to be your Mary. He'd be a.
Probably.
I want to kill the other two more. So
right.
I mean,
I think Yui has got his own thing, and I'm okay with him doing his own thing. He's
at least he put a fish in a concentration camp for no reason.
Oh God! But I mean, he's got it down to an art form of the way he does just produces crap.
He makes his movies.
Yeah,
and they're definitely his movies.
Yeah, and that's fine with me. I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with Joel Schumacher fucking over like my Batman movies, you know, and other. Things.
You had a problem with neon lights on the Batmobile and nipples on the Batsuit?
Maybe.
Bane having a monosyllabic vocabulary.
Bomb!
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 What's that? The only villain who was smart enough to figure out who Batman was? No, no.
Bomb!
All right, that's it.
Zap! Right. Fucking zappity.
Bomb! I knew that was going to happen. Which caster/locks would be good Jaeger pilot pairs?
Haley's? Haley and Denegra?
You're missing the correct fluffy answer. Saren and Ryas.
Yes, that is by far the
best. They're mentally linked in the fluff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd be fantastic.
Well, I think Denny and Haley would be good, too.
Star-crossed lovers of Kador. You can have Sorsha and Vlad.
Yeah, they might be compatible. I think Karchev and Terminus would be.
Yes!
They are the Jaegers.
Who wants to try to mind link or drift with Karchev, though? You're just oh my god! Oh, he's so angry.
The Butcher. Butcher and Karchev. Butcher and the Jaeger just tears its head off out of rage, like in RoboCop 2.
Oh, that's my favorite part of RoboCop 2. All the failed RoboCops.
Nice.
I hope there's a series of those in the new Roo movie.
Which is better, the one who rips his own head off or the one that just starts shooting scientists?
So that shoots scientists and then shoots himself.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Did you see some of the new RoboCop, like his wife knows he's RoboCop? Like, it's not like
he's not Robo, he's just a guy in a rubber suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw videos of it. And it's
gonna be so awful.
It's gonna be really bad.
It's gonna be terrible.
He's not a robot at all. He's in a rubber fucking suit.
It's pretty fucking.
Red Foreman's not even gonna be in it. Zappity,
Grumble.
Are Signar players the worst? Still, go on. Let it out.
Yes.
No.
Done. Zappity.
No.
Grumble.
Apparently. Which of you will be at Gen Con? All of us? That was an easy one. Yep. That's all I've got on Twitter. Someone will have to Facebook it.
All right.
Facebook it.
Three of us have Facebook up, and none of us.
Yeah, not me.
I'll get into the score. I like Accurai. They seem to be maligned. But which cataphract unit do you recommend and why? That's not really a Zappity Grumble question.
No, in Cinderella, they're like AoE fire.
Yeah, AoE fire is pretty good.
AoE fire.
AoE fires are good.
All right.
Yep.
Katie, shut up. Jesus.
I couldn't even understand the question.
AoE fire.
AoE fire.
Yeah, all right, you have Katie read the questions.
She can't.
Do you want to?
Yeah. There you go, Katie. There's my phone with the Facebook.
Most boring mirror match.
Wait, we missed something important.
I'm sorry.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Most boring mirror match.
One time, Jim and I played Gorton versus Gorton, and it was the worst experience of my goddamn life.
Worse than McBain?
Because it consisted of Gorton walks forward an inch, puts a rock wall in front of himself, he can't be slid. My Gorton walks forward an inch, puts a rock wall in front of himself, so he can't be slid. My Gorton walks forward an inch, puts a rock wall, and then I feet, you're now speed one. I feet, you're speed one. And then rock wall, rock wall, rock wall, rock wall. It wasn't even Slugs fucking, it was Slugs talking about maybe they'll fuck someday.
I was going to say Haley 1 would be pretty horrible.
Oh, God.
At least you can shoot each other then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Haley 1 Stormwall. Haley 1 Stormwall.
Haley 1 melee troops. Haley 1 melee troops.
Ooh. Okay, sure.
There you go.
Yay. Gorton so was just, it was a staring contest. Right. It was awful.
Well, there you go.
Zappity.
Studio colors or original painting?
Depends on the faction.
Whatever you like.
Yeah. Not studio for Rhett.
Yes, Rhett definitely needs non-studio scheme.
Yeah.
I like original paintings.
I like it all. Whatever you do.
Whatever it's nice.
Whatever the fuck you do, do it well.
Yeah. Hey, I was gonna, there you go.
Got it.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Favorite tournament format plus variables.
Oh my god, it's too long of a question.
Steamroller basics
by 50 points.
Yeah, 50 point each list play at least once.
You like the Divide and Conquer?
Divide and Conquer. Play each list at least once.
Yep, I agree with that.
I like play at least once because that way you can't just have a list that's like, oh man, look at the scary list that I don't actually play all day. I want you to play each list at least once.
Why?
I just like, I like you to have to play both your lists.
I don't mind it either.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
But I do not like Divide and Conquer. I like play each list once.
Yep, I'm fine with that. If you don't want to have that second list, then just don't
Then don't bring one. Yeah.
Just play a list.
Yeah. Also, you still have the option not to bring one.
Also, we haven't used it in forever, but I actually do kind of like the specialists.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind them.
Specialists, actually, yeah.
We've stopped using them. We did them a couple times when it first rolled out, and then nobody does it anymore, but I miss that. And I'm one of the only people in the world who actually enjoyed radial deployments.
No, I liked them.
I didn't hate them. I just didn't like them, and they're a pain in the ass for TOs.
Well, not in 2013, because in 2013, it's a variant where you use it for the entire tournament.
Ah.
You don't switch it around. It's just like, this tournament, everything's radial.
All
right, it's kind
of
cool.
That might be worth it.
We should hurry up.
Zappity! Grumble!
We already did the which superhero would you be and why sort of thing. Most entertaining mirror match.
E-Gaspy.
Oh, God.
not because it's fun, because I just like, fuck them.
Yeah, you do want to see them. I like
the most entertaining one I saw was Gorshade 2 versus Butcher 2.
That's not a mirror match. That's not
a mirror match.
No, it wasn't a mirror match, but it was just a whole bunch of Banes versus a whole bunch of Doom Reavers. It was ridiculous.
It's mirror-ish, except...
But anyway, never mind. Shut up.
That's a window. There's somebody else on the other side of the window.
Oh, what?
Zappy!
Or Grumble.
What's the worst board game you've ever played?
You skipped over Dan's question.
Oh, yeah, I did. Which would you rather face round one at a major event? A first tournament ever player or a Masters level player?
Masters level player. If I can, I prefer to get in the zone right off the bat. You play a new player right off the bat, you're like, I'm invincible. Then you play round two, you go, yeah, people have skill.
I'll be honest, I'm not usually in the zone for game one, so I prefer to play a new player.
I would prefer to play against a new player, get him down in the... I want the win. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I want the win. I'll be nice about it, but I want the win.
I'm much more in the zone by game two. Game one, I'm still like, this game that we're playing, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Ugh.
Good point. Dabba-day. Yeah.
Grumble.
What is the worst board game you've ever played?
I can't think of the name of it. It's like a Pirate's Cove kind of game. Also, Android's horrible. I'll go with Android. I can't think of the name of the game. Android by Fantasy Flight Games.
I'm going with Senator, which is a Silverline Fantasy Flight game. The general gist of why it sucks is that it's an auction game. There's going to be like six auctions total, and each of the four players has a card that cancels an auction. You do the fucking math.
So there's two auctions.
If you're lucky.
And you brought the monkey poop one.
You don't have to take the prize. You can either take it or give it to somebody else. And the prizes are like rock, scissors, paper. So like if you win and you take a rock and then I win and I give you a scissors, they destroy each other and you lose both of them.
Oh, God.
So even when people win auctions, they just use it to destroy other people's victory points. So you play this game for like an hour and a half and the final score is 0-0-0-0-1.
It's terrible.
Fucking terrible.
Playing Illuminati with Jim. That was the worst game I've ever played.
We played so much Illuminati, and Jim did ruin that for us.
Yeah. We used to play Illuminati all the time, and then Jim played it with us once, and he was the Assassins. The Assassin's goal in that game is to fuck over everybody.
And he was
good
at it.
But he just likes to fuck over other people anyway, so that's, yeah.
Because they can usually do it to win, so they'll fuck you over, which you're supposed to do, but then they can win via that method. He just didn't go to the win part. He just kept doing the fuck you over part.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I could see that.
It was not fun.
And not only does your card cancel the auction, but everybody loses all the money they've put into the auction so far. So it's even worse than that. It's the worst fucking game ever. Zappity.
Grumble.
Best drunk board game. The one that you had. The
Warhammer Quest.
Oh, no. Space Alert.
No, the one where it was...
That's
three,
a great game.
The three rounds of the Pictionary.
Oh, well, Fat Asian will approve of this. Time's Up is good drunk.
Is that the one you guys have done?
That was the one where she was trying to do Curious George.
Curious
versus,
George.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty
that's
good.
That's not really a game.
I don't consider party
games as real games.
Yeah, I don't consider a real game something that I'd play while I was drunk.
I would play Space Alert drunk and it'd be hilarious.
Man, we played Space Alert drunk at like the second Mayhem Cup and we accidentally won.
That's the one I was
yeah,
at.
Yeah, it turns out we would have lost if we'd been sober, but we fucked something up and it saved.
We didn't fuck one thing up. We fucked everything
right,
up.
Right, but one thing in particular, we forgot to jiggle the mouse, and so being delayed put us all in the correct position because we were so stupid we were all in the wrong position.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty good drunk game.
Also, Andy and Jim, and were you part of that Zombies game as well, Brian? Some group of people played Zombies once where they had to take a shot every time they died or made a mistake. And so
I went to Bibb before I started, but they all... Yeah, I just remember all...
Yeah, there was a lot more mistakes after you were drunk, so it was kind of a perpetual machine.
Well, how big was the shot glass you were using?
It was a small cup.
Well, yeah. We didn't have any shot glasses. We had a bowl, so we were taking shots out of a bowl.
Yeah.
And it was the only... I had my own alcohol because I don't drink gin. And that gin shots is like...
Gin out of a bowl.
Yeah.
Gin out of a bowl.
I know a lot of people were basically not moving by that. Their turn would just be standing still because they were afraid to die. They didn't want to drink anymore.
Also,
somebody would accidentally pick up a die and roll it. Like, no, why are you rolling a die? It's like, I don't know. Take a shot.
An insult to injury, they were playing zombie.
Zombies. So, yeah, zombies was fine until you start playing.
It's a game that takes 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
I think it's even fine for an hour.
Yeah, I would play that game if it was 45 minutes.
Worst game
to
ever.
An hour.
Munchkin.
Yeah.
It's because it needs to end.
Some people like it.
Needs to end. And that's the thing. There's a lot. There are a lot of games that would be great if they took 45 minutes that don't fucking end.
That's the...
Like
the
Munchkin and Zombies and Illuminati.
Twilight the Pooh Struggle. Game. The Pooh Monkey game, it never ends.
Yeah, the Monkey Arena one.
That one did last forever.
Yeah, well, the problem with that one is the fact that somebody is eliminated and then they have to sit out while everyone else is playing. And not and that only sucks. That,
the worst part of that game is if you draw Howler Monkey, because Andy will convince everybody to kill you, then even though you're not going to win the game anyway.
Yeah.
Andy just hates when the Howler Monkey's in the game. He's like, oh, everybody has to kill Brian. And it's like, ah,
no,
Brian gets to go sit in the corner for an hour.
Everybody has a hand of five cards, and when the Howler Monkey is in play, everybody has four cards.
Whoop-de-doo.
Everyone wants five cards. Do you want five cards? I want five cards. Kill the Howler Monkey.
Also, I was the chimp and I never drew an item in the entire fucking game. Like,
that was fairly miserable.
Was... Now I'm depressed.
Zappity?
Zappity.
Oh, girl.
More questions?
How many tournaments do you lose before you switch factions?
All of them. I lose all of the tournaments.
I don't base that on those.
Yeah, that's not what would make me switch, I'll be honest.
Honestly, if you find something else that appeals to you, I don't think it has anything to do with tournaments. If you're looking at it to actually win all your games rather than just play awesome models that you like the look of, then you might be in the wrong game.
I wouldn't mind owning all of the factions, but the faction ADD thing where you get rid of your faction and switch to another one, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it's because people think that there's a be-all, end-all faction in this game, and there really isn't.
Yeah.
So choose the faction you like the most.
I'm going to skip down to the end because we're low on time.
Okay.
I'm going to cut Katie off here because I have a question for you. One of them is for Katie. Top five board games Katie likes to play.
Lords of Waterdeep.
One.
Lords of Waterdeep.
That's still one.
Katie, I'm going to punch you if you don't shout a certain word out.
What?
Oh, my God, Katie.
It's an auction game.
Rah!
Jesus. Like, you almost made me go home and get that yesterday because you wanted to play. Like,
and then there's one that revolves... locomotives.
Oh, trains!
It's called Ticket to Ride. She calls it trains.
I love trains.
She loves playing Raw because she always wins Raw.
She does always win Raw.
If you want to have a good day just beating me and Jim really bad at a board game, have us play Raw.
I do like the, and it's very anti-Jim is the fact that he'll still play Raw.
Yeah.
Like, he's okay with playing Raw
and losing
at Raw for 45 minutes and then not, you know. Like,
and then not playing Raw anymore.
Because normally he would not play a game where he's guaranteed to lose and, you know, it's really weird.
I really enjoy Seven Wonders.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's four.
Didn't you like Zombicide?
Oh, I love Zombicide.
She
That's a good
like
one.
There you go. Zombicide. Five. Done.
All right, here's a question from Andrew Hartland. Hacksaw. LOL or LMAO?
Oh, LMAO, definitely.
LMFAO.
Yes. One up, sir.
We have to double zappity.
Also, ROFL.
WOT.
G. ROTC.
Hey,
Zappity.
Grumble.
Are we out of questions, or we have more?
I don't know.
Oh,
Brian,
we have lots
skipped
of questions.
Around.
Well, I mean, we're really doing
kind of lower
time.
Time. We got.
Right, let's see if there's one I like. You could.
I want to get down to the Katie question.
You got to the Katie question.
I know. That's what.
Hold on, Stuart. What Stuart wants? Can you please give it an interesting paint scheme? I'd say orange and black.
The red and black
red and
that Jim
black
was doing
really
for Ben was really good.
Orange. I've seen several red and black ones that looked really good.
Orange and black.
I haven't seen a good orange and black, so maybe.
There's a question for Nathan here, too.
Well, there's one here. There's one that I want to discuss for some handy TMI. So, Zappity.
Grumble.
So, Will Hahn wants to know how much male body hair grooming is too much. So.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Buckle up, children.
No, I'm just going to say this. So. Ladies might be more familiar. It can happen with guys as well, but sometimes you shave or whatever, and then like one of the hair, you can get an ingrown hair.
Sure.
And ingrown hairs are horrible. Like they're like painful and whatever. Sure. So last month I had one of those on my dick. Zappity.
Wow.
Crumple.
I thought you were supposed to be your ass. I think my ass is full of ingrown hairs.
No, it was awful. It was just awful.
Why are you shaving your dick?
It's not shared. Do not share. No more.
That
goes way beyond TMI.
Thing doesn't have any hair on it.
That's not true.
I love you a lot.
Well, yeah. So, there's no length. There's no.
It's not like I could braid the thing, but there's hair in that vicinity.
Okay, moving on.
Yes, please, God.
Yes.
Are we
somebody did mention this
too.
That
question could have been worse.
There was an email to us that says, I look a lot like Smooth Groove, who's on the YouTubes.
Okay.
He's got brown hairs.
It's Smooth Mick Groove.
Smooth Mick Groove. Sorry.
A little bit.
You have a beard. That is where the resemblance ends.
That is the resemblance.
I have a beard, but if I do have my hair all the way down.
Yeah, like you have beard and long hair, so you look like 90% of guitarists for metal bands ever.
True.
I just move on to recommendations and call this thing a day.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we should do this quick.
All right, recommendations. Who's got one?
I picked up a little indie game on the Steam sale for like $2 called Thomas Was Alone that's well worth playing. It, however, is no longer on sale, so now it's $10, and now I kind of hesitate if it's $10 worth playing. It was definitely $5 worth playing, although doing research before recommending it, because I sadly do research before recommending these things, I saw something saying that if you're in England, you might be able to get it for free on the PlayStation Store. But I don't think in America it's free on the PlayStation Store. It seemed kind of weird. So look into it. See if you can get it relatively cheap. It's worth playing.
That's a little bit strange.
Did I recommend Orcs Must Die last week?
I was going to recommend it this week, but I figured you would, so yeah. I didn't.
Orcs Must Die 2, great. We got it on Steam.
Yeah.
It's really cheap. A lot of us have been playing it. We've been playing on a bunch of people put their vent servers up. I'm all put his server up first. We've been playing on Moses' Mumble server and just chatting while we play. But it's really fun, hilarious. It's like it's not on sale anymore, so it's up to $10. But
it'd be worth $10.
I played $100 of that game.
Yeah, I played crap ton of it.
Ridiculous, and been doing multiplayer with people in our group.
I have to go back through and play all the levels again because Brian's idea of a good time is to wake up early in the morning, go play all the levels, and beat my high scores.
Well, he beat me a couple levels.
I beat you on every single level on my first playthrough.
You beat me on like
almost all of them.
30%.
I beat you on way more than that.
30% at best.
Way more than that.
Well, now you're down to like 0%. So you
no, I'm still beating him on like one.
No,
there
might be one.
There's one or two he failed to exceed my awesomeness.
No, I played some more today.
Oh, maybe you got the last two. I don't know.
So yeah. So there's that. It's a great fun game. You kill orcs.
And there's a Crippled System Steam community, so you can play with us.
Yeah. We have somebody actually posting some of the videos for that too from our community.
Yeah,
Jeff.
We'll have to
see MTF. If you see videos from MTF8, that's Jeff that played Katie on the last video battle report.
It's MT Fate.
I know what it is.
Oh, it's MTF8.
But if
it's Prime Jeff.
I know. Okay.
MTF8.
That's his name.
But it's MT Fate.
I know it's MT Fate, but if I said MT Fate, you would be looking for EMPTYFATE.
It's MTFA. I don't care if he's trying to. That's what it is. If he wanted to spell it out, you spell it out.
Yeah, it's MTF8.
Yeah, that's what he is.
I am spelling it out.
You didn't spell out FOR.
I didn't.
Or YOU.
I couldn't.
Andy?
I farted.
Katie?
Zappity? Why? What are you pointing at?
He wants someone else to recommend.
Okay.
I want to recommend the new Civ 5 expansion. It's fun so far. I don't know if we're winning or losing, but we're playing.
And I like several of the improvements it has.
wait, what did that sentence mean?
So we're going for the culture victory, and they changed the way the culture victory works substantially in the new expansion. And it's hard to tell if we're winning with it because I don't know how that victory condition works.
I don't understand how every game is in a military victory.
That's actually super hard.
That's not how I play.
In order to win Civ Military Victory, you almost have to play on easy. Because the computer is just like, I have 4 million troops always and forever.
Yeah.
It's really, really tough.
I always just tech out that game. I always either get to space or I'm so far advanced in tech that my score is high enough that I win. I vote for victory from the UN. Now, this is Civ 4, so Civ 5 might be
different. Civ 5 is much – they made the science much – they gave the computers, at least at the higher difficulties, massive tech boosts to offset that. But, yeah.
But once you get caught up with them, it's really easy to get ahead of them.
If you can catch them, getting ahead of them is not hard. The problem is that, you know, if you don't catch them until like near the end of the game, they've got every wonder in the game, and then you're just like fucked.
Yeah, I always like just nuking people who are still using like spearmen. I laughed. Their huts were on fire.
You can't outstrip them that much.
Yeah, they definitely changed the tech tree to make that way harder.
Yeah, I'm exaggerating slightly, but I definitely did have helicopters versus horses.
Yeah, I've seen that too in Civ 4. But yeah.
We're playing as Poland.
We are playing as Poland because Katie's Polish.
I see somebody, I can't remember who it was, that posted on Facebook about how they had Gandhi come over and send spies over to his country,
and he told Alex,
and then told him not to bring spies over to his country, and then he went over and kicked his ass.
Well, he found a bunch more spies. Like, Gandhi, stop putting spies in my territory. And then he found a bunch more spies, so he murdered Gandhi, eliminated from the game, and then it turned out the spies were French.
That's awesome. He couldn't tell they were French?
Afterwards, I guess he told. I don't know.
Wow, that's hilarious.
So screw you, Gandhi.
Sometimes
do the Polish have a different tech tree? Like, do you have to, like, develop the screen door on the battleship and the submarine? I went Biff Tanner there.
How many does it take? Is it consistently asking you how many does it take to do this?
Yeah. You have to, like, put three idle workers to do a tech.
Well, what's great is anyone who's played the Civ games knows how good cavalry is in Civ, right? You totally want to build them always and forever because they're the best units in the game, that's even when
not,
you get them.
That's not true.
No, it's never true. All of the Polish benefits are cav-based. Like, the only benefit they have that's not related to cav is each era that you get into, you get one free social policy.
When I was playing Civ 5 a little bit, that's what I felt weird. Is like you have your little text and you want to jump right to the fast text. Like you just skip over the entire cav, like that era.
Yeah, the cav are terrible.
Well, I know,
well no. Actually, base Civ 5 had a real big problem with that. That you could go from I have spearmen to I have Apache gunships, and it took me 30 turns. In the Gods and Generals expansion, they fixed that. Oh, like, see, they spread the tech tree out immensely. Like, you almost, if you don't upgrade your units to each new level, you'll get your ass kicked at that level before you can get jump to the next level. Maybe, like, you may be able to, like, ignore the spearmen units and just leapfrog the sword-based units, maybe, but even that's hard. So they did balance that out with the Gods and Generals expansion
maybe
a lot.
Maybe I'll look at getting that game in. I'm doing with Total, the new Total War game coming out. I'm going to be all about Total War.
I'm excited to play that when months. It comes out. I am. But I really enjoy the Civ games, and Katie and I enjoy playing them together. So
I'm so glad it comes out after Gen Con.
Yes, right? Katie stole my recommendation.
So that's it.
So that happened.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All right, my recommendation is this is Andy.
Right?
Just in case you guys all forgot. No, we watched it during today when we were doing our painting. Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Yeah.
I think people should give it a shot. If you kind of like rock music and don't mind a little horror, kind of gore, it's really good.
And you like Giles from Buffy?
Yes, yeah. If you like Giles from
like
Buffy.
I do like Giles from Buffy.
Sarah Brightman plays.
And a surprisingly good performance by Paris Hilton.
Yep,
I know.
In that there was
the
a performance that would already surprise me.
To be fair, her character is a super spoiled bratty rich girl.
Ah,
so I don't know if she knew she was acting.
Right.
I think they just filmed her.
Yeah, right.
And Paul Sorvino is in it,
mm-hmm.
But it's I would say about maybe 5 years old, six years old.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Check it out. It's pretty good. I mean, you have to like rock, hard rock, and kind of like an opera style.
It's got Tony Head, and that's all you need.
Yep.
Well, I figured out a recommendation based on that.
What?
I'm going to recommend the old Buffy the Vampire Slayer TV show because I loved it.
I was going to yell at you for calling it old, and then I realized it ended a decade ago.
Yeah, it's super old.
I know, it's depressing. I'm actually
super depressing.
It's super old. It was super good. Like, I want to go watch it again now that I'm thinking about it because amazing. You mentioned Giles.
In my opinion, it ended 14 years ago, but that's getting cynical.
Well, the last few seasons did jump the shark a little bit.
I like... Season 6 was questionable, but I liked the last season, and plus I loved Angel. I mean, Angel.
I really enjoyed Angel. I enjoyed Angel more than Buffy, yes. But I'm in the my understanding is I'm in somewhat in the minority with
that. Well, the thing, it depends on what you're talking. If you watch season 1, 2, 3 of Buffy, and then switch to Angel,
yes.
It's an amazing thing
fantastic.
To do. Like, then you're just flawless all the way through.
That's true.
Because when they were both on the air, I consistently preferred Angel over Buffy.
Yep.
But the first three seasons of Buffy are better than anything Angel ever did.
And you know what I'm just realizing as I sit here thinking about it?
I think season 5 of Angel is as good as season 3 is. I mean,
it's Buffy, impossible.
Angel
it's,
season 5, Buffy season 3 are the two.
It's
They're
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So at Angel's best, it's almost as good as Buffy midline.
Yeah. Like, if you didn't ever watch the Angel show, I just realized his character reminds me a lot of Dresden.
The Angel show?
Angel.
What is it like a talk show?
No,
welcome
I mean.
To the Angel show.
No, you know what I mean. But like if you watch Buffy, you didn't watch Angel. His character in Angel reminds me a lot of Dresden.
Well, he's a detective.
Well, he's a detective who's conflicted, who's got power, and like he plays it in a very similar way to the Dresden character.
I actually love the Buffy musical in season 6.
Yes, the Buffy musical. Actually, like the first 3 or 4 episodes of season 6 I loved, which is one of the reasons I'm sad that season 6 turned out to be awful. Because they switched.
I almost punched you. I literally almost punched you.
Season 6 of Buffy was not good.
It's not bad.
Oh, my God. Care Bear stare for the win. Like, it's just... like, really?
What?
I wish they had just stuck... Spoilers. I wish they had just stuck with the trio as being the villain, because it would have been really interesting to have a human villain on Buffy, because she can't just punch him to death.
That's true.
That would have been a really interesting thing to do, and instead they just had characters start raping each other, and I didn't like it when characters started raping each other.
That part wasn't that great. Well, you know, that happens.
And then season 7's villain could do nothing. Yeah. That was an interesting way to take it. What can your villain do? Nothing. Well, can it lift up this pen? Nope.
Nope.
Can it punch me? Nope.
But you guys are going to take over the world, though, so... It was
yeah,
weird.
Like, that's a neat trick.
Hey, what does Sauron do?
Well, at least Sauron...
Oh!
Wow.
And we're done. Thanks for listening. Good job, Nathan. Zing. The Zinga. Boom.
Byzantium.
Please stop.
Oh my god, hit stop. This isn't funny anymore.
Oh! Yeah.